following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome into Trappers Warm-Up here at Hyde Stadium. Trappers finally back here again after spending 13 of the last 14 days on the road. We're going to have a new opponent today for your Trappers. It will be the Red River Pilots, the first time that these teams have met this season. Your Trappers sit at 5-11 on the year, where the Pilots sit at 3-10. This will be the first time these teams meet. It's kind of a fresh start for the Trappers. Had 2 days off in a row. Got a chance to just reset a little bit and recalibrate. Coach Jamie Habiger caught up with me a few moments ago and talked a little bit about that as well. And I'm joined here now in the Hyde Stadium press box by Trappers coach Jamie Habiger. Coach, back from the dead after a bit of a stomach illness you had there on, I guess that was Sunday night. Coach, first off, how are you feeling?
A lot better than I was that night, I tell you. That was a rough one, but I'm back. I'm good.
Coach is back, and Gabriel Arroyo kind of filled in as like the interim manager. What did you think of what you saw? I don't know how much you paid attention, and we're trying to battle just to stay alive, but what did you think of Gabby kind of filling in for you?
You know what? I was kind of in and out of consciousness there, but I don't remember the game much, but from what I saw, Gabby did a pretty dang good job.
Yep. And okay, so this is moving on to the game itself now today. You're facing the Red River Pilots. First time seeing them today in, I guess, what, 16 games? Now seeing a new opponent for the first time. What is your initial scouting report on the Pilots?
You know what? I think they're young like us. Should be a good matchup. I'm excited to play at Pier again and at Hyde in front of our fans. It's nice to be home and looking forward to a good couple of days here of baseball with these guys.
And so a question that I've seen a lot of people ask, the Pilots actually ended up stealing a game from the Saber Dogs. And then also, like, they have times where they lose by 9 or 10 runs to the Roosters. And then they had two games where they were really close to the Saber Dogs, one where they won and one where they got walked off. Do you have any idea how they're doing that?
No, they must have their number, but they must be playing pretty well. So it means we just got to step up and play one of our best games against these guys in the next couple days.
You've had 2 days off in a row. Feels like the theme coming in here today was just a fresh start, newness. You have a new turtle for batting practice, shiny, brand new. You've got some new guys in here, Eric Lindberg and I can't remember the other name.
Yep. Tynan Shahidi.
Tynan Shahidi. So it just seems like the theme, at least going for this series, maybe going forward, is just fresh start, wipe the slate, and newness, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know what? We came together today before BP. We're just going to reset, get our heads right, and go into this game like it's our home opener. So we should be ready to go.
Yep, and so as our tradition of ending it off with a would-you-rather question, Coach, would you rather live in a place where it is over 95 degrees every single day or live in a place where it never gets over 40?
Ooh, tough one. I'm going to say I would live in a place where it didn't get over 40. I'm a cold guy. So
it's easier to put layers on. There's only so many layers you can take off.
Sure is, yeah. I don't mind the heat, but 95 wouldn't be bad, but I'd probably take the 40 degree every day.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Good luck today. A fresh start, wipe the slate clean, and we'll talk to you post-game.
Yep, thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So we'll take a quick break for the National Anthem, which is ongoing right now. We'll come back here after a short break for starting lineups and first pitch here on the voice of Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home. and he will score two. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Welcome in here to Hyde Stadium. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers here for the first game of the year between the Trappers and the Red River Pilots. And I'm joined early. You heard about him there during the pregame interview with Coach Jamie Haviger. We've got Gabriel Arroyo, who served as kind of the team interim manager when Coach Jamie was dealing with his stomach illness from another planet, it seems like. Gabby, good to have you up here, man.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing good, you know. Got a burger in front of me from the concession stand. This is the first time I've eaten other than a couple of Eggo waffles this morning.
I mean, I got two cheeseburgers not a while ago, so we are kind of on the same page right now.
Is that, if you had to choose between a burger and a hot dog, are you going with a burger?
I think I will.
Okay.
I think I will, so I don't have to eat twice.
That's fair, yeah. More filling.
Yes, sir.
So we're about ready for play here. For the Trappers, it will be Jack Van Camp on the mound. This is his third start of the year. For the Pilots, it will be Josh Simon on the mound. We'll go through the Pilots starting lineup real quickly before the game starts. Caleb Whitley leading off. He is college teammates with Drew Copeland, one of your Trappers pitchers. Tyler Wiltshire, Carter Payne, Jalen Lee, Isaac Becker, Micah Barkenhagen, Jason Willers, Tanner Thompson, and Jared Kirkman. So as I mentioned, they will be facing Jack Van Camp on the mound, the lefty, the hometown kid from Pier. He was dominant in his first start of the year, winning that game, but then got lit up a little bit in his second start here at Hyde Stadium last week against the Souris Valley Saberdogs. And I think that just kind of happens to everybody against the Saberdogs. Gabby, you didn't travel with us to Minot the first time for that five-game road series against the Saberdogs because of your shoulder injury that you suffered in Bancroft. First, I guess, actually, how is your shoulder feeling now?
Yeah, I didn't went with you guys to that trip. I was kind of figuring out what was going on with my shoulder. And finally, Tuesday, I will get my MRI and see what's going on over there. But hopefully, I'll be back soon. I can move it. I can move my arm. I can do everything. The first few days, I couldn't. But I think it's just a process, you know.
It was a rough night at the hospital for you, the night that happened. You had to get it put back in place.
Those was the longest 30 minutes because the hospital was 30 minutes away from the field. So they took me driving over there, and it felt like they were 2 hours, but yeah, they put me to sleep, and when I wake up, it was back in place. So
everything is pretty much at least 30 minutes away from Bancroft, Iowa.
Kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Very much so. And so we're about set to go here. We'll be Whitley leading it off, facing the lefty, Jack Van Camp. That's lined to the left field line, and that will be extra bases on the first pitch of the game. Whitley rounding first and cruising into second, and that is a stand-up double on the first pitch of the game.
They're aggressive, and there's nothing you can do with that first pitch of the game. He won that one.
Got to like the aggressiveness. I know that's something that Coach Jamie Haviger has talked with the Trappers about, talked with your team about, being a bit more aggressive. That was especially his message before that series in Bancroft that we had this past weekend.
As a hitter, you always try to hit ahead in the count. If you want to have success, that's what the numbers do say. And if you're ahead in the count, you're going to have more chances to have success.
So it was a leadoff double from Whitley. And now Tyler Wiltshire in there, down in the count, 0-1. Jack Van Camp on the mound here at Hyde Stadium. And the 0-1, and that one just missed outside. You know, we were trying to have you up in the press box with me when we were in Bancroft, but that press box is pretty tiny. I feel like I was in a blimp.
It's pretty small, and with my shoulder situation, I don't think it was a good idea to go over there.
Got all the space we need here. Count now 2-1 to the Pilots' number two hitter, Tyler Wiltshire. driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. The 2-1. There's a strike, goes with a fastball. This is our third time seeing Jack Van Camp. What have you thought of his stuff in the first two times you've seen him?
I mean, it's been doing really good, up and down, so that's how baseball it is. Last two, I mean, offense haven't been in his side, which is kind of bad, but hopefully today he will be better.
Tries to spot the outside, thought he had strike three, but instead it is full 3-2. Looked pretty good there, but did not get the call.
What you always like about Jack is like he always gives you a lot of innings. He likes to go deep in the game all the time. He likes to fight a lot and battle. He's a competitor right there.
Payoff pitch, missed upstairs for ball four. And as you were mentioning, Van Camp likes to work deep into games. He went seven innings in his first start of the year, and then in that second start last week against the Saberdogs. Even though it was not a favorable start for Jack, he still went six innings.
I mean, it was a good game for him. But in the game, he don't travel with us, which that kind of helped him to have more days of rest like the other guys, same compared to the other guys. So that's why he's able to go deep in every game. He's in the mound.
Got a throw down to third. It skips away, but luckily cut off by Hunter Brown at shortstop, showing some awareness there. It was a double steal, and the throw down skipped away. That advances runners up to second and third with nobody away. Pilots threatening to score here early on. The first thing that I noticed when the Pilots stepped onto the field in their uniforms, for the people that are on the YouTube live stream, they can see this. It's the same uniform for both teams, the same exact colors. The 0-1 pitch, and that is a strike. 0-2. The Trappers and the Pilots both wearing blue hats, blue jerseys with goldish yellow lettering and numbers and gray pants. Literally the same exact uniform from head to toe.
That kind of, it's kind of weird that.
0-2 check swing. Did he go around? Arnold asking for an appeal down. They say, no, he did not. For a right-handed hitter, you can see, you can really see the check swing from up here with this angle being back and off to the right a little bit.
Yeah, we have a pretty good angle. Fortunately, we just have two umpires, the one behind the mound. It's pretty too tough angle to call that.
The 1-2, and there's strike three called. Able to get the back door and spot it in there. That's a big strikeout, number one.
That's what I'm telling you against him. He got the best situation in the inning. There it is, coming all the way back. As I told you, he likes to compete and he likes to win when it's time to win.
So now the cleanup man, Jalen Lee, standing in for the first time, the lefty. So another lefty-lefty matchup here. First pitch, and that one hit him. Base is now loaded. An aggressive bat flip there from Jalen Lee. Guys typically don't like it when they get hit, especially first pitch. So now Isaac Decker, he's got bases loaded, one away here. The corner infielders playing in up on the grass, the middle infield playing at double play depth, hoping to maybe turn two here.
Good thing they can make that in every bag.
First pitch. There's a strike. With a fastball. Cleanup hitter Isaac Becker here in the top of the first inning. Hyde Stadium. Bases loaded, one away for the Pilots. And there's a strike two called. Looks like Van Camp is really pounding the outside part of the plate. Although it is sometimes hard to tell up here when you're offset. You can't see directly behind the strike zone, so you can't see exactly where it's missing or where it's hitting. 0-2.
Yeah, you can kind of have an idea in and away, but lower and high is pretty, it's pretty hard from here to see it.
Yep. What do you think being up here? Yeah, I know this is the first time you've ever had the headset on.
I mean, it's pretty cool, actually. I kind of enjoy it. I like the fact that I was the coach in the last game, but
that one missed high.
But I like this one right here.
What was that like for you, being basically the interim manager? You went out there for the coaches meeting before the game. You were out there talking with the umpires throughout the game. Do you feel like that was something that you like had always wanted to do?
He was sick, and I basically went over there and gave him the lineup, and I talked to Jamie before the game. I was like, I'm just standing up over there and doing whatever you told me to do, and that's basically what I did. I mean, the guys know how to play the game. I told them before the game, hey, there's going to be obvious situations where I don't have to tell you what to do. You got to know what to do, and pretty much it works.
The 2-2. That's hit up the middle, and it's off the glove of Van Camp. He'll have a force at home, and he'll just take that out. Nearly went over the head of Arnold, the catcher, but he's able to jump up there and make the play and step on the bag. So that one nearly was really bad, and then it was really good after Van Camp was able to get a glove on it, and then almost really bad again after nearly skying it over Garrett Arnold. But ultimately, that's a big second out.
Kind of surprised him. The ball, he had like a, he didn't know he didn't have it in the glove.
So it was a line drive right back up the middle. Van Camp batted it out of the air with the glove and got the force out at home. Now it will be Micah Barkenhagen. Base is loaded. Goes with the off speed and tries to
turn it
inside.
What you think? I did a pretty good job as a coach or no?
Yeah, I thought you did great. It was pretty seamless to me. So did you like help make decisions for when like to make a pitching change? The 1-0 and that's a strike.
I mean, pitching wise, it wasn't that hard because coach has like already planned before the game that he done going to. I mean, the game can dictate other things, but he had a plan to move, and I just basically followed whatever he told me to do. And
the 1-1 pitch, that's it's a right field. Griffin on the move. He will not get there, and it slices foul.
Because this league has rules of pitching counts.
Isn't it 120?
I think if you get more than 60 pitches, you need to get it 2 days off. And then if you get above 80, I think it's like 3 days off. If
and,
I'm
then,
wrong.
And I think 120 is like the absolute maximum for someone that could go in
a game,
right?
Yes.
So it was Casey Kasheva starting on the mound, and he went, I think, three innings. And then Caleb Hay came in there.
Yes, I think he went...
The 1-2. And that one was foul tipped, but just off the glove of Garrett Arnold. Would have been a big foul tip. Strike three would have ended the inning and stranded the bases loaded for the Pilots. Instead, Barkenhagen will have another chance here. This is a big spot for Jack Van Camp. A chance to get out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam. He needs one more strike to do it here in the top of the first. The 1-2 missed outside. What do you think of this stadium, Hyde Stadium? This was obviously the first time you'd seen it when you came here before the summer started.
To be honest with you, people told me about Summer Bowl. It's the first time I played Summer Bowl. I never thought I was going to play in an actual stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of...
2-2, just missed outside, ball three. Nowhere to put him here.
It's pretty good. And the fact that we have fans, usually don't play.
Highest average attendance in the league per game.
John is doing a really good job.
That's right. It's a big pitch here, a payoff pitch. Runners will be in motion. Bases loaded, two away. And the pitch. And it missed high for ball four. So Barkenhagen draws the walk. And that is the first run of the game scored here.
Now batting for the Pilots.
The Pilots lead it 1-0 here early on. After a bases loaded walk from Jack Van Camp. Now it will be Jason Willers, another right hander. The Pilots, you know, they've been one of those teams that it's hard to get a read on them. And I'll explain in a second what I mean by that after this first pitch here. That's roped to left field and caught on a line in foul ground by Colby Rich. What a play there from the Trappers third baseman. Just kind of hung up in the air. Drifted into foul ground, and Rich was able to jump up there and haul it in to end the inning. So considering the situation, it was bases loaded, nobody out, I think you're okay with giving up just one there.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't a lot of damage.
So we will take a quick break and come back here for the Trappers. First time up at the plate in the bottom of the first. Pilots scored one run. They're on a bases loaded walk. We will stop here and come right back on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Whoa, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly, fly, fly!
College! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium for the bottom of the first inning. The Pilots scored a run there on a bases-loaded walk. So the Trappers looking to respond here. They were able to respond pretty quickly in the games in Bancroft, especially in games 2 and 3. The Trappers won that second game in Bancroft, but then dropped that third one. Puts us where we're at now with the Trappers being at 5-11. I'm joined still by Gabriel Arroyo of the Trappers, outfielder, but injured right now, so kind of serving as a multi-purpose tool, interim manager, hitting coach, scout, all of the above. The Josh Simon on the mound, big boy up there on the mound. Hunter Brown. We'll lead it off here. First pitch. There's a strike called.
Pretty good pitch, that one. The start.
Hunter Brown is back in the neon green cleats. That one misses. It's the cleats that he's worn every game this year except for one. The New Balance Big League Chew collab. The 1-1 check swing and did not go around. The count 2-1. Going into Sunday's game, Hunter Brown was 0 for his last 22. The 2-1 hit on the ground to third. Fielded and thrown on the run. Nearly goes too high, but a nice play there from the first baseman to haul it in, and that is the first out of the inning. Noah McCreary now. Batting second. You know, I realize I didn't go through the full Trappers batting order, so I'll do that really quickly here. Trevor Seagraves on deck, batting third. Anthony Barraza, batting cleanup. Will Hoke, batting fifth. Garrett Arnold, batting sixth. Colby Rich, batting seventh. Maddox Mueller, eighth. And Jacob Griffin, ninth. First pitch. That one misses.
They were movement now. Pitcher did that kind of holding his mechanic.
That one sliced foul back out of play. The count even at 1-1. Gabby, I got to ask you. You're from Puerto Rico.
I am.
Go to school in Oklahoma, same state that I go to school in. What do you think of Oklahoma overall? I remember what you told me before the game down there in the dugout. You don't have to repeat that, but just give your in general thoughts of Oklahoma.
No, I mean, I went to Texas right out of high school. For 3 years, I was in Houston, and then I moved to Oklahoma. I'm not going to lie, it was...
I missed high ball three.
It was weird. It was different, kind of like slow compared to Texas, but
yep.
It took me a few weeks, but I got used to it. I'm not going to lie, kind of miss it right now.
3-1 hit on the ground to third. Going to be a tough play actually by the shortstop, Thompson. The throw on the run, and it is not in time. Emphatic safe call there from the field ump. You got to love the enthusiasm. Gives Noah McCreary the safe call there on an infield single.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised he called that safe. Most of the times, early in the game, those close plays like that, most of the time the umpire leans to the defensive side. They usually call out in that bang-bang play, but...
I'm surprised, too. We'll have a quick pause here. Simon stepped off the mound and readjusted. Trevor Seagraves coming up for the first time of the game. He was not available to play in that final game on Sunday against the Roosters because he was suffering from the same type of sickness that Coach Jamie Habiger was. So he was pretty much on the bus for a majority of the game. First pitch, there's a strike on the outside.
Yeah, they were both kind of in the same boat.
It kind of just went through
the whole
team? Couple guys on the team, it felt like. You didn't get it, though.
No, I didn't get it. I feel like I was more isolated in my room.
In general, do you feel like you have a good immune system?
I do. I mean, well, I got the COVID and the flu like 3 times.
Yep.
But I think after that, I'm ready.
I got COVID also. I got the Delta variant back in August of last year.
I got COVID in October, and since that, my smell haven't been the same one.
Same here, and that's called strike. Went with the off-speed pitch and dropped it in there. Seagraves nodded the head a little bit, didn't like the call that much, but gets the call anyway.
He had a good game. He had a good game last time he played.
Pretty much everything that he hit was hit very well. Reached base safely 4 times in that game. Pick over to first, a nice one, and they might have had him home. They'll get the save call. McCreary was not ready for that, and it was just a quick turn and throw from Simon, the pitcher. Nearly had him.
Yes, surprised everyone. And the first base coach. I'll be there in a little bit.
Going to have your time up here in the booth with the headset, and you'll go down and put on the helmet. Drew Copeland is down there right now. He actually had an MRI today to check on his arm, and that one missed high. Still waiting for the results. He'll get those back tomorrow is what he said.
Drew was the one who took me to the hospital in Bancroft.
He also went to the hospital with Jackson Mix, I believe, when he got hit in the face by a fastball a day later. Actually, no, it was the same.
No, it wasn't that.
It was
the
next night.
It wasn't that.
Yeah.
Next day, yeah.
Yeah. That was rough. Simon looks in. Trevor Seagraves, the 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground to third, hit well on a hop, but a nice field and throw to second for one into first, not in time. A nice play from Wiltshire at third to field it and get the force out at second.
He can catch it at third.
Got a vacuum glove over there. It was hit well.
Now,
McCreary out at second, Trevor Seagraves at first. Anthony Barraza, he has a lot of power. Something we have seen once this year already when he hit a solo shot on the road. First pitch missed high.
He can change the score with a swing.
Absolutely right. He has a runner on first here with two away in the bottom of the first. At Hyde Stadium, first home game for the team since last, I think it was Wednesday. Pick over to first. Seagraves slides in ahead of it.
Yeah, for Hampton, he put the ball in the gap. This left center.
Seagraves have some speed.
Yes, we might be able to tie the game this one right here, but we'll see.
1-0 pitch, that's nubbed off the end of the bat. Corkscrewed him a little bit there. Foul. Team got some new bats today.
Yes.
A couple boxes. Guys were up here
hopefully those
picking
bats
out
have
their
some
bats.
Hits. Hopefully they brought in some hits inside because last time, the last one they brought.
There was a lot of broken bats, especially from Anthony at the plate. I think he sawed off a bat in 4 games in a row. 1-1, that one misses low. Trappers trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning.
Pretty good count to run right now, even though you have the 4-hole.
See if they maybe give him some action here. Pick over, not in time. You can see a little bit of a twitch there in the right leg of Trevor Seagraves, very attentive.
I don't know if he's trying to mess with the timing of the pitcher a little bit or just trying to run.
The 2-1 pitch to Barraza. That one missed high. Pick over to first. Snap throw down, not in time. Really checking on Seagraves down there. The third time they've thrown over in this at-bat. Anthony Barraza in a hitter's count. Pretty much no wind right now.
Should be looking for a pitch he can drive back now. Hit it to the gap.
The 3-1. And there's a big swing and a miss. Just comes up empty on it. healthy hack there. That's something you know you will get every time when Anthony Barraza is at the plate. He's going to swing it as hard as he can.
That was the swing I was talking about.
So Seagraves will be in motion here on a full count with two away. But before that, we'll get a pick over to first again.
Pitcher should know he's going 3-2, two outs.
Called a quick time for Seagraves as the pick over to first bounced and hit Seagraves on the ribs. You can see him rubbing that right side of his midsection there. That never feels good. Do you have any stories of, like, worst hit by pitch you ever had in your life? Like, the worst spot ever to be hit?
I think that one's just the worst one, to be honest with you.
Payoff pitch and a swing and a miss from Barraza.
Other than the face, Jackson, yeah, the ribs are pretty bad spot.
Yep. That will end the inning. Barraza goes down swinging for the final out here in the bottom of the first. Pilots leading it through an inning of play here against your Trappers. We'll take a quick break and come back for the second on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Here for the top of the second inning will be Tanner Thompson leading off for the Pilots. They had bases loaded with nobody out in the top of the first and managed to only score one. So you can consider that a bit of a win for the starter Jack Van Camp for the Trappers. Joined here alongside Gabriel Arroyo. First pitch of the inning, and there's a called strike one. Gabby, you're doing a good job up here with the headset on. I know we were trying to make it happen for a couple of games, get you up here, finally made it happen, and you're doing a good job. That's fouled off straight back. The count 0-2. We were just talking during the commercial break about the fact that I'm only 20 years old, and you were a bit surprised by that because you thought I was older, right?
I don't know, for some reason. I mean, you told me.
Oh, two.
No, you didn't tell me.
Colby Rich, it'll be a big bounce, and it hits off the glove in fair territory, and that'll be a base hit. It was going to be a tough play, and Colby Rich, I think at third, he was maybe trying to wait and see if it bounced foul, but put a glove on it a little bit too early, and it was not a foul ball. So an infield single. Those ones are just tough. Nothing you can really do about those.
That's a tough play. End up for big leaguers.
So an infield single for Tanner Thompson to lead off the top of the second inning, and now it will be, I just lost my spot in the lineup, it'll be Jared Kirkman, number 9 hitter, before we roll it back over. Ooh. That one was up and in, nearly got him. Count 1-0. Gotta be careful there. Runner on first base. 1-0 the count. Van Camp and the pitch squares the bunt and pulls it back. Count 2-0. As we were saying, Gabriel, about how old I am, just 20 years old, you were surprised by that because you thought I was older.
Because actually yesterday I was talking with Will. He told me you just got one more year left. He was the one who mentioned me that. So, I mean, if you told me you got one more year left, I kind of realized 22, 23.
Yeah.
But I guess you went to college early?
I did. I went to school when I had just turned 18. Yeah, I just turned 18, and I graduated in 3.5 years instead of 4.
This guy's smart.
I used to be smart. Now I just talk. 3-0, there's a called strike. I got a, for people who, did you ever take the ACT? Or the SAT, one of the two?
I did. You don't want to know my score, but I
got a, I got a 31 on my ACT, and then I went to school for communications. There's called strike two. So I haven't done a hint of math or science, really, of any kind in the last 3 years. I bet if I took the ACT now, I'd probably get half of what my score was.
I didn't pay attention a lot to the SAT because...
Runner on the move, 3-2, missed high for ball four. Van Camp frustrated with himself there. Looked like he might have just lost grip of it.
I was going to junior college. They told me I didn't need the SAT for junior college, so I kind of took it. Just to take it.
Give me a try to guess how old you are. Summer, you right before we came back, you were like, how old do you think I am? I would guess... We're back at the top of the lineup with Whitley up at the plate. I'd guess that you're probably 19? First pitch squares the bunt. It's popped foul.
I'm 22.
You're 22.
Wow.
Dang. All right. You're the you really have got the seniority then. Are you the oldest on the team? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so.
Because McCreary's a senior, and so I think he's probably 22, 23, somewhere around there. Yeah, one that's hit in the air to left field. McCreary on the move. Camps under it and makes the catch for the first out.
Now batting for the Pirates, the third base is number 6, Tyler Wiltshire.
So after the fly out to left field, it'll be Tyler Wiltshire. He walked in his first at-bat. He has runners on first and second with one away here in the top of the second. Van Camp. Second time through this Red River Pilots order. First pitch. Tried to run a slider. Just missed a little bit too far inside. So as a hitter for you, Gabby, when you are in the lineup, how much easier is it the second time that you see a pitcher compared to the first in a game? When it's second time through the order?
I mean, it should be easier, but to be honest with you, that doesn't work with everyone. I mean,
there's a called strike.
It's all going to depend on your plan that you have before the game. But pretty much I see more right-handers.
Yep.
Because I hit in the left side of the plate, so I can tell you that it gets pretty easy for me compared to...
1-1, that one got him on the back foot. So that's a hit-by-pitch, and base is loaded once again for the Pilots. Second time in as many innings.
Compared to the right-handers, they got to see basically right-handers all the time. I don't have to.
And you prefer, I would assume, as a left-handed hitter, to face right-handed pitching, right? Not many people. There's a few here and there that you'll see, but not very many left-handed hitters that enjoy facing left-handed pitching.
Because of the only reason that every off pitch is going to come towards me.
First pitch misses. So
that'll make it easier.
Sometimes I know... For some left-handed pitchers, I saw this, I don't remember which pitcher it was, in Bancroft for that North Iowa series. When he was facing a right-handed batter, it's the 1-0 swung on and missed. He was more straight up over the top with it when he was facing a righty, but when it was a lefty-lefty matchup, he would change the arm slot to being almost sidearm. So that way it gives the illusion of the ball like going right at your hip mm-hmm. as a left-handed hitter, and that just feels like it would be so insanely difficult. 1-1, there's strike two.
Sometimes, even though the left-handed pitchers don't know how to pitch against left-handed hitters because they're not used to see them.
Van Camp, a lefty on the mound. He has a 1-2 count, bases loaded, one away, and the pitch. And that one just missed. Count 2-2 after pitch that looked pretty good. Two, two incoming from Jack Van Camp. And it just missed. I think they're going to say it just missed outside, maybe. Looked like a changeup from Van Camp and just did not get the call on the outside. Carter Payne, two stone cold takes in a row. The base is loaded, nowhere to put him. 3-2, misses high for ball four. That is another bases loaded walk for Van Camp, the second one in two innings. Did not get the benefit of the doubt on back-to-back pitches there near the end of that at-bat. That results in a bases loaded walk and makes it 2-0. Gabby, what'd you think of those pitches, that at-bat right there?
It was pretty close. The umpire, I don't know his zone, that type of zone that he have, but they were pretty close. That's all I can say. Still early in the game.
So the bases remain loaded. First pitch on the ground, and Hoke snags it. Steps on first, and that's the only play that he will have. Thought about going home, but decided against it. So that's a first pitch ground out for Jalen Lee. That is another run. That makes it 3-0, Pilots lead here. That would have been a tough play to make at home.
Yeah, there was no chance at home play. Down.
Isaac Becker, he is 0-1. Two runners in the scoring position. First pitch, rope to right field. Griffin on the move, slicing, foul. It's a good thing that one went foul. So I don't think if that would have been a fair ball, I don't think Jacob Griffin would have got there. 3-24, down the right field line. Same exact distance to left field. 383 to left center. No wind whatsoever. It was blowing in during pregame for batting practice, but now it is pretty much ceased. The 0-1. I missed outside. Gabby, I took batting practice with the team a little bit before the game today. It was my first time swinging in like an official like batting practice situation in almost 3 years.
I saw that. I was in right field.
Well, how did I look? You got to tell me. Be honest with me and the viewers.
Let's give you
1-1. That missed high.
I will give you 6, 1-10. If I have to give you a scale of 1-10, I will give you 6.
I'll take that. But I'm gonna keep doing it steadily throughout the year, and I'm going to keep trying to get better.
It's gonna be a long summer, but good thing you have time for that.
Lots of time, and with me traveling with the team, there will be plenty of opportunity. 2-1, rope to left field. McCreary on the move, does not lay out for it and cannot get there. That will cash in 2 more runs for the Pilots. That's a 2-RBI double from Isaac Becker, and that makes it 5-0. Red River leads. I don't think that even if McCreary would have laid out for that, I don't think he's getting there. So the second double of the game for the Pilots. This one cashes in 2. Get that one well on a line. And it is 5-0. Jack Van Camp trying to get through this second inning. 2 away here. Another runner in scoring position for Micah Barkenhagen. Barkenhagen, I heard from Jacob Griffin earlier, his teammates at Ottawa and Arizona. First pitch comes up empty. Strike 1. And then I know that Drew Copeland has a couple of teammates as well on the Pilots, a couple friends. The 0-1, there's a strike. 0-2, Van Camp needs to get out of this one. 4 runs have scored for the Pilots here in the top of the second, and they lead it 5-0 early on here. And the 0-2. And it just missed outside. Have you been able to get any sort of a beat on what the umpire's strike zone is tonight? Or is it a little bit harder to see from being up here?
To be honest with you, it's pretty consistent. It's hard.
The 1-2. That's roped to left field. McCreary ranging back. I don't think he's going to get there. And that's going to be over the fence. No shot at getting to that one. Just carried and hit off of that Boys and Girls Club building out there beyond the left field fence. It cruised over the Governor's Inn advertisement sign. And that is a 2-run home run for Micah Barkenhagen. And that makes it 7-0. Pilots lead. They put up 6 runs here in the second. Just a good swing. This one's starting to get away from Van Camp a little bit here. I mentioned 7-0 now. After that two-run home run from Micah Barkenhagen, Van Camp's line now 1 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 7 earned runs, 4 walks. That's really the killer. First pitch in the dirt. Just hasn't been able to find the strike zone, it seems like, early on in this one.
Pretty bad inning right now, but good thing is early in the game, and we have the same chance for them to hit, and hopefully we'll be back.
1-0 bounced off the plate for ball two. What level of frustration can there be from a pitcher on the mound when you feel like, I don't know, maybe you're not getting the benefit of the doubt with some of those pitches on the corners? What's that like for a pitcher?
I mean, there's a lot going on with him right now, because you got the fact that the umpire probably is not giving you the pitches that you want, plus you're already ahead by pretty much 7 runs, so I mean, there's a lot of pressure, but he's a competitor. I told you earlier that, and he likes to attack, and hopefully we'll be back later in the game.
So after the foul ball, the count 2-1. Jason Willers, he's 0-1 in the game. Van Camp looks in, and the 2-1. That's nubbed on the ground as second. Seagraves is there. Field takes his time, makes the throw, and ends the inning, but not before the Pilots put up 6 runs in the top of the second, highlighted by the 2-run home run from Micah Barkenhagen. We'll take a quick pause and come back for the bottom of the second. We're going to make a quick guest substitution as well. Gabriel Arroyo, I thank you for your time, as always. He's already headed downstairs to rejoin the team, and John Hunt will put the headset on. But first, we're going to take a break here on the Voice of the Trappers. 7-0 your score, Pilots leading it on River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium, Pierre, South Dakota. The first matchup of the year between your Trappers and the Red River Pilots. And so far, the Pilots got the bats going early. They scored 1 run in the first on a bases-loaded walk and then put up 6 runs at the top of the second, highlighted by the 2-run home run to left field from Micah Barkenhagen. So the Trappers looking to get the bats moving here in the bottom of the second. And I am joined for what feels like the first time in forever by the Trappers GM, John Hunt. John, how are you doing, man?
It has been a little while. There it is.
Yep, we got you. I had you on mute.
You got to push the magic button, that's
exactly. All the buttons.
But it's good to have the boys back in town, to have you back here to do some home games for a couple of days.
Exactly,
and
right.
We'll talk about the fun coming up this weekend a little bit later on.
Yes.
A decent crowd for a Wednesday night. We'll take it.
Oh, it bounces in the dirt. Josh Simon, the pitcher for the Pilots, the right-hander.
Now, I can give you a little insight into these guys. I got a chance to spend 4 days when you guys were on the road in Grand Forks.
You did, that's right. So this is not your first time seeing.
No, and this is a competitive team. This, you know, I know that we right now have a little bit better record than they do, but I'm going to tell you, these guys are going to battle every day. I'm a big fan of their head coach, Matty Holum. Super nice guy, and he's a great baseball guy. I mean, he really, really is.
The 1-0, that one misses low.
Now, their pitcher wears the number 13, so he and I became friends because that's the number I've been wearing since, well, I was born.
Okay.
I was born on a Friday the 13th many, many moons ago.
Ooh.
So I always wore 13. Nobody else wanted it anyways.
That one, this is trying to break the unluckiness that typically comes along with that number. Because a lot of people say it's the unlucky number, but you're embracing it.
Yeah, exactly. Doing the opposite.
The 3-0 pitch to Will Hoke, and there's a called strike.
And I have to agree with Gabriel, who was here earlier, talking about the strike zone. It's not been consistent tonight.
Yep.
And I think that's frustrating for the hitters, at least our guys, and the pitching.
Ball four. But, there's a walk.
But now it may turn back around because it's so inconsistent to work the other way.
The thing about umpires, for sure, and from what I've heard from all the players I've talked to, and I'm sure you feel the same way about this from all your experience, you know, if an umpire is consistent with their zone, if it's consistently outside, consistently low, consistently big, you can live with it because you learn that zone and you take advantage. Whereas when it's an inconsistent zone, you really can't dial in to any one given area.
Mm-hmm. And I have a side story about Gabriel and his dad. His dad and I know each other, surprisingly.
Okay.
So, sort
first
of.
Pitch to Garrett Arnold, roped to left center field. Whitley in center, camps under and makes the play. So, pretty good ride there from Garrett Arnold.
Yeah, but he hit it right to the center fielder. But Gabriel Arroyo and I were in the dugout the last time everybody was home. And he told me about his dad, and he had pitched in the Atlantic League where I used to call games for the Southern Maryland Bluecrabs. His dad played for the Long Island Ducks and a couple of other teams in that league. So come to find out, he put his dad on the phone, and we kind of knew each other a little bit.
That's crazy.
From being in that league at the same time. So his dad was a professional pitcher as well. Now, he's a center fielder. But his dad pitched in the Atlantic League and got really close to the majors a couple times.
Yep.
I think he might have had a cup of coffee in the majors.
First pitch swinging looked like maybe he was fooled there, and it was a half-hearted swing from Colby Rich, who has the second-best batting average on the team. And he has a runner on first here. Pick over. Nothing doing.
Now, the Pilots pitcher does like that move to first.
He does. We've seen it. It's a quick snapback. Try to get him
a
little bit off guard.
But he has to come all the way across his body to do it. And
yep.
If he continues to do that, one of those is going to go in the dirt or going to go over the first baseman's head. Big
one
swing and
big
a miss.
Big hack. Colby Rich from Oklahoma Wesley, and a lot of guys from Oklahoma on this team. We talked to Gabriel Arroyo, goes to school, the Oklahoma School of Science and Arts. Will Hoke, who is on base, also goes to that same school with Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Simon looks in the 0-2, and it missed outside.
So it's even count, 2-2. You got a runner on first.
1-2 the count now, I think it is.
Oh, that is updated count. She's quick on the count. I like
very
that.
Quick. Up to date.
Very good.
Attentive. There we go.
Now
it's 2-2. You just knew. You just knew what was going to happen.
That's it.
So that's all it was. You just saw into the future, and we're just a little bit ahead of it. Getting in some practice before you put the headset back on again this weekend.
It's going to be fun. I am making the trip with the team to Sioux Falls.
And
big
a swing and a miss. One of the fastball upstairs, and Rich could not lay off of it. So that is the second out of the inning here.
My career, from age 15 until the day I got on the plane to come to Pierre, was radio.
If you can't tell by the voice.
So it will be nice for six games over 3 days because I'll be doing the games for both teams. Now,
yep.
On DRG, we'll only be doing the Trapper games. But for the feed,
yes,
the video feed, I'll be covering games for both teams. So,
shout out to our listeners on both platforms, on River 92.7, as well as our YouTube live stream. Appreciate all of you listening and watching on whatever platform it is that you are on. First pitch, breaking ball outside to Maddox Mueller. Yeah, so I'll be getting this weekend off for Father's Day. It's it's an important one for me to be able to rest there, and so I appreciate you filling in. That's hit out to center field.
That may fall in.
Could it drop? It will drop ahead of Whitley. Willie put a charge on it.
I thought maybe he made that catch, but no, it fell in front of him.
One hopped into the glove.
Yep.
And so that will be a Texas Leaguer single into center field. The bloop single off the bat of Maddox Mueller.
And a nice hustle from the center fielder as well.
Now Jacob Griffin. And Jacob has been, I think, the most dialed in of any trapper at the plate over the last week or so.
Well, that would be a good time.
He's had the most consistent quality at-bats. He hit a no-doubt solo shot there in game two of the Trappers versus Roosters. That one missed high.
Yeah, and I understand you were in the hot seat. In the hot seat. Wow.
It's an interesting press box at
in Northern Iowa.
At Bancroft Memorial.
Yeah.
The 1-0 pitch and gets the call on a fastball on the inside. The press box in Bancroft, I feel like I'm like 30 feet in the air and right behind. I feel like I'm looking straight down onto everything. It's an amazing view of the strike zone.
Right.
It's fantastic. I feel like I'm right there. I feel like I could call the strikes. I feel like I'd be the umpire. 1-1, got him jammed up on a swing and miss. One and two.
When you go to Grand Forks to cover our games with the Pilots, it's the polar opposite because their press box is at ground level directly behind the plate with plexiglass. So you don't have to worry about a foul ball coming straight back, and a few of them did.
So I feel like I'm in a World War II bunker instead.
Occasionally they're going to be.
Fantastic. It's hit up in the air, fouled to the left side, and it will drift out of play. We have an arm up and moving in the Pilots' bullpen. Not the case for the Trappers. Jack Van Camp gone through two innings.
And I was talking to Matty Holum a little bit. He has had a ton of games in a row and has a bunch right after us. And, of course, we've got the trip to Sioux Falls. So he told me he was going to be working his pitchers a little bit different tonight than normal. So to see somebody up this early is not surprising.
1-2 from Simon, missed up and outside. Jacob Griffin in a 2-2 count. We were on the bus back home from Bancroft, the 5.5-hour drive, and played a lot of Mafia on the plane. I don't know if you are on the bus. I don't know if you've heard of that game. It's a like a role-playing type of game.
So,
where you try to. It's almost like the popular game called Among Us that you see on the phone.
Oh,
and
okay.
2-2, that messed up for ball three.
I thought maybe you'd have to make a deal.
Yeah, not that kind
can't
of Mafia.
Refuse. You know
not,
what I'm telling you?
Not
you make
God.
The special deal. You can't refuse.
Not the Godfather type
oh,
of Mafia.
Okay.
But it's kind of in the same type of boat. But it's a fun game we played, and Jacob was the narrator for it for most of the trip back, and he did a pretty good job. The 3-2 sliced foul.
You know, when I do the road trip for you, you may owe me a favor in the future.
Yeah, I've put my life, I have a life debt now.
I will
now.
Come to you one day and I will tell you.
I will have a great favor for you. Yeah.
You will have to do this thing for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Not that kind of Mafia, I understand now.
But it's a game that a lot of minor league baseball teams play on the road. The 3-2, and
ooh,
that one hit him on the hip.
So,
bases
two-out rally
loaded.
Could be a two-out rally with the bases loaded down 7 runs for the Trappers.
We are back to the top of the order. Hunter Brown going into that Sunday game against the Roosters. Hunter Brown was 0 for his last 22 at the plate. He changed up the cleats from the neon green New Balance. He changed them up from that to some bright blue Nikes, and he got his first hit and snapped a streak. And he's like, you know what? I had to change it up. I had to do something different with the superstition, and now I'm back to the green New Balances.
Big cut.
But going for the fences there. Sometimes you just got to switch up the mojo.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Baseball's a weird sport.
No question about that.
And you have to be a little bit weird to be good at it. The 0-1. That's roped to
it's
left field, and that will get down. Oh, it's caught
it
on
hit the
line.
Ground. It hit the ground.
We're going to see what they call here. Whitley laid out and made a fantastic catch in center field. It looked very improbable off the bat.
It was a great dive. It was a great effort, but I feel like that ball hit the ground before it hit the glove.
It's close.
We don't get instant replay here.
There's no replay, so no way that you can even try and challenge that. But a fantastic play from Cody Whitley in center field, and that robs 2 runs away from the Trappers. We remain 7-0 the score. Just unlucky from Hunter Brown. He's one of the most unlucky guys that is on the team in terms of things like that. He hits hard line drives and they go right to people. You ask anyone on the team, he's probably the most unlucky one at the plate. Gets robbed there. We'll go to the third inning. Pilots leading it 7-0 against your Trappers here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. and features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
We are back here. First pitch swinging. Tanner Thompson on the ground and fielded by Hunter Brown. The throw to first in time for the first out of the inning.
And a good stretch by Will as well. It's over there at first.
Will was mad at his glove after that last game in Bancroft. A few times where he felt like he did all the same things that he usually would. Had the glove in the right spot. Just took weird bounces. Would hit off the heel. So he was frustrated. And I told him after that game on Sunday, I was like, Will, it looked like you were about to take your glove and throw it over the fence over there on that foul side down the first baseline. And he was like, Ryan, you have no idea. It was just one of those days.
So one pitch, one quick out, and the first pitch from Jack Van Camp is a strike.
Gets the call there.
And even the hitter at the plate is looking at the umpire and shaking his head. But that is that consistent low outside strike that he's called all night.
Jared Kirkman, that's called strike two.
Jack
Van Camp
getting dialed back in now.
Looks like he's maybe finding it, getting that confidence back after giving up six in the top of the second. 0-2 pitch, fouled off.
And I get to stay with you for two innings because the next inning we get to go do the chicken dance with the kids.
Oh, boy.
It'll be fun.
You're going to get a lot more fun with the kids tomorrow.
Speaking of that, yeah, it's Baseball and Education Day. You can go online and get your tickets for just $10. Use the special code KIDS.
And there's a call. Strike three.
Two
Van
outs.
Camp paints the corner.
Thank you, my friend. I got to go run back down and do GM duties. And
sounds great.
All
have
that fun. All right. Doing a great job as usual.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. And you will hear his voice and his voice exclusively this weekend in Sioux Falls, broadcasting all six games. For now, though, going back downstairs to manage the fun. Two away, Caleb Whitley, and that one nearly hit him. Count 1-0. So we've had Gabriel Arroyo up here, and then we just had John Hunt. And the 1-0 pitch, and that one did hit him. The first one nearly ran in and got him. That one gets Whitley on the backside. So that is a two-out hit-by-pitch. That puts a runner aboard here. Will be Tyler Wiltshire, 0-for-0 in this game. He has walked both times that he was up there and scored two runs. First pitch runs inside. Count 1-0. Jack Van Camp, he's gone 2 2/3 innings, given up seven runs, but so far unscathed here in this inning. 1-0 pitch, and that one gets away from Arnold and allows for Wiltshire to second base. So runner in scoring position now after the wild pitch. The Pilots dominating so far early in this game, leading it 7-0 here at Hyde Stadium. Just the second home game for the Trappers in the last 14 days. Feels like forever since this team was home. Coach Jamie Habiger talking about how this is almost like a second opening day. The 2-0, it's fouled off. The count now 2-1. Whitley on second. Wiltshire at the plate. Van Camp. The 2-1. And that's fouled off. It rolls back into fair territory, but fouled off of the leg of Wiltshire before that. Count 2-2, a quick meeting out there on the mound between Van Camp and Arnold. Arnold was one of the guys on the team that went bowling a couple of nights ago on the off day. I was there with the team as well, and I was kind of proud of myself. I broke my high score in a single game, bowled a 193. Kind of proud of myself for that. The 2-2. And just missed outside. You can see the jump of frustration out there from the shortstop, Hunter Brown. We talked about the inconsistent strike zone that time. Some of the trappers thought that was strike three, but does not get the call, and the count instead is 3-2. Payoff pitch. And does not get the call. Ball four. Van Camp, just one of those days where you feel like you're not getting it. Having a quick exchange of words with the home plate umpire, asking where exactly did those last two miss. Thought he spotted the outside for strike three 2 pitches ago, and then last pitch thought he got that low part of the zone by the knees. Did not get either. So instead, it'll be Carter Payne. Runners on first and second. The two away. First pitch, and there's a strike. Gets a called strike and gets some applause from some of the Trapper faithful in the stands, thinking, finally, there's a called strike. Thank you. Payne, the 0-1, fouled off 0-2. Pilots leading it 7-0 over your Trappers here in the top of the third. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7K, GFX FM Pier. When you gamble with safety, you bet your life, so please buckle up. Count 0-2, Van Camp delivers, and it missed outside. Van Camp was my first true guest on the broadcast. Actually, second. He was a second, because Caleb Hay started opening day and came up here for a couple of innings with me. Jack Van Camp started the second game. As I mentioned, went 7 innings, gave up no earned runs. And the 1-2. And gets the wave and a miss. Went with a changeup. Got him out in front. And so that will end the inning. Van Camp throws a zero. Keeps this at a 7-0 game. Trappers here in the bottom of the third looking to get on the board. We'll take a quick break first on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
We're going to the bottom of the third inning. Trappers trailing it here at home, 7-0 against the Red River Pilots. Trappers looking to get back a couple of runs. You got to chip away slowly at something like this. Noah McCreary will lead it off. John Hunt was up here for a majority of the last inning, but downstairs now doing the chicken dance with the kids, as he mentioned he would. John always down there with the microphone, getting the crowd involved. He's done a good job of it, too. Trappers averaging over 500 fans a game. And tomorrow will be even more than that for that baseball and education day. I've heard there's going to be quite a few kids. First pitch of the inning, and that one misses. to Noah McCreary. He is 1-for-1. The 1-0 pitch, that's hit well out to left field. It will die out there. And the catch made by Barkenhagen in left field. Got a lot of air under it. Just did not have the distance. That is the first out here in the bottom of the third inning. And now Trevor Seagraves. He had a two-hit ball game in his last start. 0-for-1 tonight, reached on a fielder's choice. Pilots, 7 runs on 4 hits. Trappers, no runs on 2 hits. The team batting average for the Trappers sitting at around 220. Sitting at 223. First pitch to Seagraves. That one bounced for ball one. The main weakness for the Trappers this year has been the situational hitting with runners on base. 121 batters left on this year. That is the most in the league by a pretty good margin. And the 1-0, and there is a called strike. The count 1-1 to the Trappers. Second baseman Trevor Seagraves out of Ottawa University in Arizona. Simon, the 1-1, goes with the breaking ball and does not get the call on the outside. Good take there. Trevor Seagraves. Simon with a 2-1 pitch. That's fouled off straight back, nearly hit my window. It's about 5 feet to the left of where I am sitting. My window was open. Maybe I would have tried to make a play for that. Probably not. I probably would have had to dive out the window. I've always wanted to be like that Texas Tech broadcaster. I think his name is Jeff Haxton. When he barehand caught one right back at him in the booth. 2-2, missed high. I feel like that would kind of hurt, though. Depending on how hard the foul ball is, of course. It's not really worth breaking a few hands or breaking a few bones in the hand to try and make a catch like that. Full count to Trevor Seagraves. Simon looks in and the payoff pitch missed high. So Seagraves reaches on a one-out walk. And it will be Anthony Barraza. He struck out in his first at-bat. Back in the first inning. Chance for redemption here. Barraza, second on the team with strikeouts. But just one of three Trappers that has hit a home run this year so far. There have been 4 home runs in total. First pitch. Now it's called a strike, and that looked low and outside. I'm just going to straight up say that one. That did not look like a strike. Barraza didn't like it. Trappers dugout didn't like it. You can hear the screams from them. That looked a bit low there. The 0-1 goes outside. That one, without a doubt, missed outside. So the count 1-1 to Anthony Barraza. And the pitch. That's hit on the infield. Perhaps playable for Lee at first. And he does get a glove on it. It was near the Trapper's dugout. Able to camp under that one and make the play for the second out. So Barraza pops up in foul ground. And that will be the second out. And now Will Hoke. He walked in his first at-bat. Seagraves walked a moment ago. And he is on first. Two away here. First pitch up near the hands. Ball one. Simon about to throw pitch number 55 on his outing. And the 1-0. That's hit on the ground to second. Easy play for Kirkman. And the throw to first is well in time. So that is a ground out from Will Hoke. And that will end the inning here in the third. Trappers still scoreless through three. Jack Van Camp back out there for the fourth. We'll take a quick pause and come back for the top of the fourth here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
There. Over there. Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Trappers down 7-0 through three innings here. Jack Van Camp back out there. The sun just came out, which means that we've got some shadows across the field, as you can see on the live stream. But for those that are listening on the radio here on River 92.7, some shadows drifting across that middle part of the infield. The sun does not go down until around 9:30 here in Pier. It's another thing that I have not quite been able to get over yet. It's crazy how long it stays light here. First pitch of the inning, that's hit on the ground, up the middle, Brown on the move, big hop, and the throw to first is in time. What a play there from the shortstop, Hunter Brown, deep in that hole up the middle, fielded on a bounce and made a strong throw to first, and can never forget about the big stretch from the first baseman, Will Hoke. So there is the first out of the inning, on a nice play from Hunter Brown. So now it will be Isaac Becker. Micah Barkenhagen is on deck. First pitch from Becker fouled off. Barkenhagen on deck. He hit a two-run home run back in the top of the second. Part of the six-run inning for the Pilots has us to where we are at now here. The 0-1, and that missed. Top of the fourth inning. Here at Hyde Stadium. And a slider missed inside. The count 2-1. Van Camp been a little bit wild today. Hasn't been able to find the zone. Has walked five batters. 2-1. That's roped to left field. Foul. The count now 2-2. Jack Van Camp pitching at his home stadium here, Hyde Stadium. Went to high school here. Grew up here. Kind of a local attraction. The 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Got the punch out of Isaac Becker for the second out of the inning. Now it will be Micah Barkenhagen. That was the fourth strikeout for Van Camp. It is twice the amount of Josh Simon for the Pilots. Van Camp, definitely a strikeout pitcher. Barkenhagen, first pitch. Ropes that well to left field, and see you later. Two home runs in the game for Barkenhagen. That one, without a doubt, out of here. There was no chance at keeping that one in the yard. hit the trees out there beyond the left field fence. All that Noah McCreary could do is sit back and buckle up and watch it fly. That makes it 8-0. Pilots leading it over your Trappers. Second home run of the game for Micah Barkenhagen. Hit it almost to the same spot. Van Camp needs to dial back in here. 8-0 the score. Jason Wheeler's first pitch, and that's a strike. So two home runs today for Jason Wheelers. Or sorry, for Micah Barkenhagen. Jason Wheelers at the plate. The 0-1 misses. Just outside, much to the dismay of the home crowd. A nice night for baseball. Around 77 degrees. Just 28% humidity. The 1-1. That's it. High in the air on the infield. Brown at shortstop camps under and makes the catch, and that will end the inning. But the Pilots add on with a run on a solo home run from Micah Barkenhagen. Makes it 8-0. Trappers offense needs to come alive here. We'll come back after this quick break, and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. Jeez, got a bit ahead of myself there. Talking a bit too fast. Trappers trailing at 8-0 here. After 3.5 innings of play, the offensive MVP so far for the Pilots, Micah Barkenhagen. A two-run home run and a solo shot that we just saw a few moments ago. Josh Simon back out for his fourth inning, and he has been terrific so far. 55 pitches across three innings, two hits, no earned runs, two strikeouts. He will face Garrett Arnold first, who flew out to center field in his first at-bat. Trappers offense looking to come alive here. It will be Arnold, Colby Rich, and Maddox Mueller leading it off here. And over this last half-inning break, we had the toothbrush race, which I had never heard of before. John Hunt brought that in here, and I had never heard of it. It's basically where you have two kids come in, and then one of them is on third and one is on first, and you have them brush off each respective plate and run to first and see who can beat the other one there. It's a weird game. I'd never heard of it before. But the kids enjoy it, so let them have their fun. We are ready here for the bottom of the fourth. Simon's first pitch, a slider, and a good one, too. Dropped it at the knees and taken. Garrett Arnold, the catcher. The 0-1 pitch, and that's fouled off just beyond where I'm sitting once again. And for my producer, Heather, if I had not moved my car before the game, I might have a busted windshield. But I moved it, so don't worry. The 0-2 bounced way outside, spiked it. I had made a bit of a habit of putting my car in danger the first four games of the year, parking it basically directly behind where I'm sitting in the street. One bad foul ball off the back, straight back, and I'm looking at an expensive repair. Now I've started parking it out there way beyond the right field wall. 1-2 up near the head of Arnold. The count 2-2. Last two pitches from Simon. Been a bit wild. Simon looks in and the 2-2 pitch. That's fouled off once again. Straight back this time. So we will do the 2-2 once again. Pilots leading it 8-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pilots just three innings away from potentially trying to run rule this game, unless the Trappers can respond. That one missed for ball three. So it would be a good start to get your leadoff man on base here. And as a reminder, the league run rule 10-7. Payoff pitch, fastball high. Probably would have been ball four, but instead gets the swing and a miss. So Arnold goes down swinging. And it will be Colby Rich. He is 0-1 in this game. Looking to mount something here for the Trappers. Quickly watching this game fall out of reach. First pitch of the at-bat, that's hit back to right center field, but will hang up there for Payne to make the play, and that is the second out of the inning. So first pitch swinging. That's going to go down as a line-out. Now it will be Maddox Mueller. He is 1-1 with a bloop single to center field in his first at-bat. Mueller coming off a couple of good games in a row. He was on a bit of a cold streak. The strikeout numbers were way up for him at the plate. But started to make contact again, and the first pitch called a strike. Down near the shins. So Simon gets ahead 0-1 in the count. Simon swaying the shoulders back and forth while looking in for the sign. In a groove, and the 0-1. And called strike two. Simon looking for his fourth strikeout of the night. He has an 0-2 count on Maddox Mueller. And the pitch. Well, first we have a quick time called by the home plate umpire. So no pitch. And now we'll do the 0-2. And that's it well and high to left field. Back at the track, at the wall. And see you later, Maddox Mueller. His first home run of the year gave it a ride to left, and the Trappers are on the board, and it's the center fielder, Maddox Mueller. The sneaky pop there off the bat, not something you would expect to see from him, but gave it a ride, and goodbye baseball. That makes it 8-1, Trappers trailing now. The third home run we've seen of the game from any team. That one from Maddox Mueller. His first home run of the year. The fifth one of the season for the team. Finally gets the Trappers on the board. And now Jacob Griffin. First pitch swinging. 8-1. Two outs here. Bottom of the fourth. And there's a called strike two. Simon on the mound after the solo shot from Maddox Mueller. The 0-2 to Griffin and got him swinging. Elevated the fastball. Got the swing and a miss, and that will retire the side here, but not before the Trappers get on the board with a long ball from Maddox Mueller. His first one of the year. Maybe a little bit of life for the Trappers. We go to the fifth. Jack Van Camp back out looking to keep the lead or keep the deficit exactly where it is at 8-1. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
So the Trappers on the board after the solo shot from Maddox Mueller in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the fifth now, and Thompson on the line to short, and Brown lays out and makes the catch. Hunter Brown at shortstop has had the defense on full display here through the first four and a third innings. Lays out to make the play for that one, and that is the first out of the inning. So quickly, one away here before I even had a chance to sum up what we just had happen in the last inning. Van Camp, Kirkman, that missed outside. Kirkman 0 for 1 in the game. The number 9 hitter, Van Camp, the 1-0. And that's lined foul to the left side. Pilots leading it over your Trappers 8-1 here at Hyde Stadium, the first of a three-game series here. It's the game tonight and a doubleheader tomorrow. The 1-1. And there's called strike two. First game at 11 a.m. tomorrow, so it'll be an early morning for me. The 1-2. And just missed outside. Van Camp tried to go back door with the off speed and did not get the call. And the 2-2. And there's called strike three. Got it that time with the bender. Kirkman did not like it. Let out a scream there to the home plate umpire. So that is the fifth strikeout of the game for Jack Van Camp. And now quickly two away here in the top of the fifth inning. Back to the top of the order, Cody Whitley. He is 1-for-2. But so as I was saying, doubleheader tomorrow. First game at 11 a.m. means I'll probably have to be here at like 8 or 8:30, which that's early for me. And that misses low and outside for ball one. I typically don't do anything before 10 or 10:30. Anything before then, I consider that very early. The 1-0, got a swing and a miss. Makes it 1-1. Running off that college student sleep schedule. Have been pretty much for the last 5 years. And that's fouled off. Van Camp looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Would be a good time for it. Whitley in a 1-2 count. And the pitch. And there's a called strike three. Second strikeout looking of the inning from Jack Van Camp. And so a good bit of progress here for the Trappers, holding the Pilots scoreless here in the fifth. We'll take a quick break, and the Trappers will look to get on the board once again and cut even farther into this 8-1 deficit. It will be Hunter Brown, Noah McCreary, and Trevor Seagraves when we come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? You use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Trappers back up at the plate here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Trailing 8-1. Josh Simon back out for his fifth inning. Someone up warming in the pen for the Trappers, Parker Lewis, the right-hander. We'll see how much longer Jack Van Camp goes. He's up to 94 pitches on the night. This next pitch, the first one of the inning from Simon, will be number 70. First, he will face Hunter Brown, the leadoff man and shortstop. He's made some clean-looking plays out in the field today. First pitch of the inning, and that's fouled off, back out of play. So the count 0 and 1. Simon looks in for the 0-1 and the pitch. Oh, goes with the curveball and gets a swing and a miss. Had Hunter Brown a little bit fooled there. The count 0 and 2. And the 0-2 pitch, and check swing. Did he go around? They will say yes, he did, and tag him out for the first out. Went right back to that curveball. Got Hunter Brown swinging at it again. So they got him there. For the first out, Noah McCreary now 1-for-2. And Coach Jamie Havager having a conversation with the home plate umpire, trying to clarify.
Now,
that check swing called strike three. Now we've got Noah McCreary. 1-for-2, 1-of-3 hits on the night for the Trappers. First pitch outside. And the 1-0. That's nubbed out to right field. Payne is under it. And makes the routine catch for the second out. So there's a F9 on the scorecard for McCreary. And now quickly two away. It will bring up Trevor Seagraves. 0-for-1, but reached on a walk in his last at-bat. Seagraves feeling better today after the 2 days off. Looks like he has recovered pretty much fully from the stomach illness that he was dealing with on Sunday. Him and Coach Jamie Havager both. They both are, looks like, pretty close to being back to 100% after that. First pitch to Seagraves, and that bounces in the dirt. Count 1-0. Bottom of the fifth inning. Pilots leading it 8-1 over your Pier Trappers. Josh Simon on the mound, 1-0 pitch, and there's a called strike one. Simon has 5 strikeouts. Van Camp has 6. The 1-1 goes with a bit of the sidearm release there, but it misses high. The count now 2-1. And the pitch, fouled off back into the cage. Heads up there. The count 2-2. That's the foul ball that landed somewhere in the seats. I can't fully see it. Up here in the Hyde Stadium press box. Simon, a chance for a 1-2-3 inning. He has Trevor Seagraves in a 2-2 count. Steps on the rubber. Seagraves strides back in. Protecting here with 2-2. And that's lined out to left field. Barkenhagen has a beat on it and makes the catch. So that will end the inning. The Trappers go down in order. And we go to the sixth. Trappers trailing it here. 8-1, and Jack Van Camp is back out there for his sixth inning. He will throw pitch number 95 when we come back here after this quick break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Your Trappers trailing at 8-1. Here in the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Tyler Wiltshire leading it off here. Over this last half inning, I got a much needed hot dog from the concession stands. And that one bounced. Sometimes I have an issue with that where I don't eat as much as I should throughout the day, especially when I'm working and on a broadcast. So I appreciate the concession stand looking out for me. After that foul ball, the count now 1-1. You know, the food selection here in Pierre is actually not horrible. Based on, I've had it both ways of the spectrum, right? I grew up in a town, had about 5,000 people in it. The best we had was a McDonald's, and that one missed outside 2-1. So I know what it's like to be on the short end of the stick there for food choices. And then I also, where I go to school, we have pretty much everything you can ask for. It's not a bad selection here. The Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Taco John's, and that one nearly hit Wiltshire, makes the count 3-1. And honestly, Taco John's here, I've one of my favorite things to get in all fast food menus all across all of the chains is the Taco John's potato olays that they have. One of my favorites. The 3-1, it's popped up on the infield. Van Camp is under it and calls off Will Hoke and makes the catch for the first out. So one away here in the top of the sixth inning. After that pop-up on the infield, we'll bring up Carter Payne, who is 0 for 2. Goes to Minot State. But initially from Arizona, that's called a strike. Trappers trailing it 8-1 here. That's hit out to right field. Jacob Griffin on the move. He's got a beat on it. He's under it and makes the catch. So a fly out to right field from Carter Payne. And now two away here. Brings up Jalen Lee. He is 0 for 2. The main production of offense for the Pilots comes from Micah Barkenhagen, his two home runs. That's a called strike one on a changeup there from Jack Van Camp. Now over 100 pitches at 102. A one. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Van Camp has really settled in here since the second inning. Gave up 6 of the 8 runs in the second. Since then has given up just 1 over the next 3 2/3. 0-2. Get on the ground. Foul to the right side. Van Camp struggled with the free pass early on in this game. Walked 4 batters over the course of those first 2 innings. The 0-2 pitch. And got a swing and a miss. 6th strikeout of the night for Jack Van Camp. So finally settled in here. We'll see if he goes another inning. It just depends probably on what happens here in the bottom of the 6th. Trappers down 8-1, looking to dig into that 7-run deficit. They've got about 4 more innings to do so. We'll take a quick pause here and come back for the bottom of the 6th on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back in here, Pier, South Dakota, Hyde Stadium. My producer, Heather Williams, playing a little bit of the original Life is a Highway there to bring us back in. Heather, I have a question for you, and you can answer this in text. Do you, like, choose what music you used to bring us back in here? Is that like a you thing? Is that like a, it's kind of on a random order type of thing? How does that work? Because good choices all the way around. So we've got a brand new trapper coming in here to bat for the first time. It'll be Tynan Shahidi. His first time. Joined the team this morning. Got his number today. That number 35. And he'll swing it for Anthony Barraza. One of 2 new players for the Trappers, Tynan Shahidi, as well as Eric Lindbergh. Shahidi is from Ames, Iowa, goes to Tennessee Tech. And this is his first at-bat with the Trappers. He will face Joshua Simon, who has been lights out here. 5 innings, giving up 1 earned run on that home run from Maddox Mueller. First pitch fouled off straight back up over my head. You could hear it bounce off the roof of the press box. Shahidi is a right-hander. The 0-1 missed inside. I know that was something that Coach Jamie Habiger has been making an effort to do, bring in new players to help account for injuries. So we have a few of those on the team. Gabriel Arroyo dislocated his shoulder about 2 weeks ago. He was up here on the broadcast with me at the start of the game. And he's still trying to figure out when he can come back. The 1-1 called, strike 2 on the outside. Then you have Drew Copeland, who's dealing with an injury to his throwing arm, that right arm. 1-2 outside. Count 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch to Tynan Shahidi. Missed in the dirt, 3-2. So a quality at-bat here in the books for Mr. Shahidi in his first at-bat as a Trapper. The 3-2, and that's roped to left field for a base hit. Welcome to the team, Tynan Shahidi. Draws a full count and lines one to left field for a leadoff single. And I bet swings like that will get you back in the lineup pretty quickly. Stayed with it and just lined it to left field. And now Will Hoke. He is 0-for-1 with a walk. He has a runner on base. If you want to cut into this 8-1 deficit, probably should continue doing so here. That one's fouled off. Stadium lights turned on here at Hyde for the bottom of the sixth. Around 8:45, Shahidi on the move, the throw down, and it is not in time. There's a stolen base. That's a runner in scoring position for Tynan Shahidi. It's an excellent name, by the way. It's a fun one. Fun one to say up here. Say that 5 times fast. I'm not going to because I don't want to embarrass myself. The 1-1 count to Will Hoke, the first baseman of the Trappers, and the pitch. That's sky to the left side, foul out of play. That'll be a souvenir for some of the kids playing out there on the hill beyond the Red River Pilots dugout down that third baseline. So the count 1-2 to Will Hoke. Runner in scoring position. And the pitch hit on the ground to second. Kirkman fields, and the throw is in time for the first out, but Shahidi advances to third. So Hope did a job there, at least, of moving a runner over. And now with one away, Garrett Arnold. This is an important at-bat here. Having a couple of outs to play with. You want to just put something in play and drive in that second run of the game. Make this a 6-run game. Definitely do not want to go down on strikes here. First pitch. Now missed outside. Connor Bendek is on deck. Bendek on deck. And that's hit out to shallow left field and will get down for a base hit. That will bring in Shahidi. And there is an RBI single from Garrett Arnold. And I know that that one feels good for the Trappers catcher. He had been in a little bit of a slump at the plate, drives in that second run of the game. Trappers now down 8-2. 5 hits apiece from each side. So that really tells you all you need to know. It's really just been the free pass and opportune hitting. So Kobe Rich will be pinch hit for by Connor Bendek. Runner on first. Joshua Simon now giving up 2 runs. First pitch to Bendek, fouled straight back. So a good start to a potential rally here. The last time the Trappers played a game on Sunday, they were leading by 5 in the 7th and then ended up allowing for a furious rally by the Roosters. So nothing saying they can't do the same thing here as that one skips away and allows for Arnold to take second base. So another runner in scoring position. Count 1-1. Josh Simon about to throw pitch number 94 of the night. Some action in both bullpens. The 1-1. And there's a called strike 2. been a rough strike zone tonight. Trapper's not quite been able to figure it out, especially early on in the game. Started to get better with it now. Bendek, the 1-2 pitch. And it is called strike three, so a late called strike, and Bendek has some words for the umpire, shaking his head, does not like it. That's basically your theme of the game right there. So after the strikeout, now two away, we'll bring up Maddox Mueller. He is 2-for-2 with a base hit and a solo shot. That baby blue barrel on the wooden bat. Maybe getting hot here. Has a chance to drive in a run, and it would be a big one. Every run counts. First pitch, missed it upstairs. 1-0 the count. The wind now blowing slightly out across the diamond from right to left. The 1-0, and it bounced off the plate. Count now 2-0. Jacob Griffin on deck. But for right now, it's the righty, Maddox Mueller, facing Josh Simon. The 2-0. And there's a called strike. The Pilots scored 6 runs in the second inning, have scored just 1 run since. Trappers have scored 2 unanswered, looking to make it 3. Got a runner in scoring position. Simon, the 2-1 pitch, and brings a slider across for strike 2. Another called strike. Now the count 2-2. There's a big pitch upcoming here. Simon looks in, checks the runner at second, and delivers, and it missed high. The count runs full to 3-2. 2 away. Top or bottom 6. And Simon will quickly step off. Simon just threw his 100th pitch of the night. This one will be 101. The count 3-2. And the payoff pitch. And got a foul tip caught by the catcher, Willers, for the third strike. So Mueller goes down swinging. And that will end the 6th inning here. We will go to the top of the 7th. The Trappers get one back, though, on the RBI base hit from Garrett Arnold. We'll take a quick break and come back for the 7th, and it will be Jack Van Camp once again going back out there for another here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
So we are through 6 innings of play here at Hyde Stadium. Your Trappers trailing at 8-2, but have cut into the deficit. Playing Danger Zone on the PA speakers. a song that I think a lot of the trappers would like right now. They went and watched Top Gun last week as a team, and a lot of guys absolutely loved it. People shaving the mustaches. Anthony Barraza actually asked me about maybe changing his walk-up song to Danger Zone, but opted against it. First pitch of the inning from Jack Van Camp, and that's roped to right field. Griffin on the move, and he will not get there. That will be extra bases over his head in right field. Becker cruises into second. That's a leadoff double. Just roped that one out to straightaway right field. No shot at making a play there. And now a runner in scoring position for the MVP of the game so far, Micah Barkenhagen. He is 2-for-2 with two home runs, a two-run shot, and a solo shot. The bleached blonde hair from Barkenhagen trying to make it a three-home run night. First pitch. And that's going to be just outside. And to answer my producer Heather's question, I have not seen the first Top Gun yet. Haven't seen the second one either. I'm slacking, but I'll have 4 days off in a row here this weekend, so maybe then. The 1-0 pitch. Big swing and fouled off. Count one and one. You know, the Trappers have seen a three-home run game this season. First baseman for the Roosters, Wyatt Duncan, had a three-home run game against the Trappers a couple of weeks ago. The Trappers still won the game 13-9. Barkenhagen crushes that out to center field. Maddox Mueller on the move, leaps and cannot make the play. It's off the wall. Becker rounds third. The throw in, not in time, and that is an RBI double from Micah Barkenhagen, and keep up with it there. Keeping up that hot streak at the plate makes it 9-2. That is his fourth RBI of the game, responsible for four of the nine runs. So back-to-back doubles to lead off the top of the seventh. And as a reminder, there is a 10-run rule in this league. It's 10 after 7, so if the Pilots were to score three more runs here. Runner takes off, Barkenhagen, the throw down in time, and got him! Barkenhagen tried to swipe third and was gunned down by the catcher, Garrett Arnold. And that is the first out of the inning, and a big one there. Gunned him down at third. So Garrett Arnold, an RBI single in the last inning. And then here in the seventh, guns down Micah Barkenhagen at third. The count 0-1. And the pitch chopped up the middle. CJ Cumbo on the move, fields the throw to first in time. Nice play there from CJ Cumbo, just subbed in for Trevor Seagraves. Made the throw on the run. And that is the second out of the inning. It'll be Tanner Thompson now, the number 8 hitter in the lineup. Two away here. Top of the seventh. First pitch to Thompson. And there is a fastball in their first try. 111 pitches from Jack Van Camp. Only pitches at home. Has a job here in Pier. The 0-1. That gets away. So Van Camp does not travel with the team. Only pitches in home games. This is his third start of the year. And the 1-1. And there's a called strike, too. A lot of strikes looking in this game. And I guess that can be maybe a sign that guys have not really dialed in and figured out what exactly the strike zone is. on both sides. The 1-2 is fouled off to the right side. They'll do 1-2 once again. Tanner Thompson, 1-for-3 in the game. 9 runs on 7 hits for the Pilots. 2 runs on 5 hits for the Trappers. The 1-2 pitch. Now missed outside. So the Trappers have 9 more outs to work with at the plate. Trailing now by 7. Van Camp, the 2-2, missed outside for ball 3. And he is approaching his limit for pitches. They say that 120 is pretty much the max amount they let you go. He is at 116. The payoff pitch, missed high. So a 2-out walk from Tanner Thompson. Brings up Jared Kirkman. Parker Lewis awaiting in the Trapper's bullpen on a moment's notice. Van Camp trying to get through these 7 innings. Gone 6 2/3. Wind picking up here a little bit at Hyde. You can hear it there in the crowd microphone. That missed inside. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt. The 1-0 pitch from Van Camp hit on the ground to third. Bendek fields on a hop, has some time to throw over, and that will beat the runner to first. So that will end the inning. A ground out from Kirkman. But the Trappers give up another run on an RBI double from Micah Barkenhagen. So far been the MVP of the game. Trappers down 9-2. And we'll keep it here for the 7th inning stretch, actually. I'll shut up and let you guys just listen. Listen to John Hunt orchestrate the 7th inning stretch. So I'm going to shut up here. Have fun with the 7th inning stretch. That was the 7th inning stretch here at Hyde. First time we've been able to keep it here. The crowd mic really picking up the sounds of the ballpark, and I think that's pretty important as well. I love it when you guys, as the listeners, are able to actually hear what's going on here at the stadium and not just listen to me talk the entire time. That would be pretty boring, I think. We've got a new pitcher for the Pilots. Colin Quandy, the righty, so that means that the day is over for Joshua Simon. 101 pitches, 6 innings on the nose, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, and 7 strikeouts. So a solid outing for the starter, Joshua Simon, for the Pilots. His day is over. And barring a ferocious rally from the Trappers, Simon in line to pick up the win for today. Not over yet, though. Trappers were ahead by 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th 3 nights ago. You were in the bottom of the 7th, and the Trappers down by 7. Anything can happen. Jacob Griffin, first pitch swinging. It's like a changeup. Colin Quandy. He's thrown 1 pitch so far. And the 2nd pitch, that one bounced. Looks like a curveball there. Trappers keen to avoid falling to 5-12. The 1-1. And got a swing and a miss. Count 1-2 with another change up there. Griffin being aggressive at the plate. That's what he has been probably the last six games or so. Leads the team in home runs with two. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fastball that bounced in the dirt, 2-2. Quandy looks in. Griffin, the left-handed hitter, the 2-2 pitch. That's nubbed foul, maybe perhaps playable behind third base, and it is caught by Wiltshire, the third baseman. Just nubbed it off the bat. And an easy catch there in foul ground for Wiltshire. So we're back to the top of the order. Hunter Brown, 0-3 tonight. We'll see if maybe tomorrow he'll have to switch back to the bright blue cleats instead of the green ones. They worked out for him when he wore them on Sunday. First pitch, that one missed. Sun beginning to set here. It'll be down before the game is over. 1-0 bounced, skips away. Count now 2-0. Just past 9 o'clock here. Approaching the two-hour mark of tonight's contest. Wednesday night. The 2-0. That one missed high. Count 3-0. And as a reminder, a doubleheader tomorrow between these two teams. First game at 11 a.m. Second game at 7:05. Same time as tonight's first pitch. 3-0, not even close. A four-pitch walk. So Hunter Brown reaches base there. Four-pitch walk from Colin Quandy. Noah McCreary now, 1-3.
Now batting for the Trappers, the left fielder, number 23.
The left fielder has the best batting average on the team. Batting 335. First pitch, and that's a ball. So Quandy throwing five straight balls. Looks like he may be struggling to find it. The 1-0, and that missed inside. Ball two, so make it six straight balls from Quandy. With the sun going down, I don't know, the field just, it's kind of dark. The lights haven't fully gotten to a point where they're kicked on. Brown takes off. The fastball misses high, and the throw down is not in time. So ball three and a stolen base from Hunter Brown. Seven straight balls thrown from Quandy, the Pilots reliever. Back-to-back walks would be what the doctor ordered here in the bottom of the seven. 3-0. And there's a strike. McCreary taking all the way on that one. Count 3-1, and now he'll just wait for his pitch to drive if he gets it. The 3-1 bounced in the dirt for ball four. Back-to-back walks. So here you go. Now it will be C.J. Combo. His first at-bat of the game. Actually played against C.J. Combo in MLB The Show on the PlayStation last night. Well, I'm on PlayStation and he's on Xbox. On all the road trips, C.J. brings his monitor and his Xbox and likes to play MLB The Show. And so we've been talking about playing. And that one missed high for ball one. We've been talking about playing, and, you know, he's pretty good. And he'd asked me, he was like, Ryan, do you play? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like, how good are you? And I said, oh, I'm decent. And so we finally played last night. That's a called strike one. Finally played last night for the first time, and I beat him 13-5. I was pretty proud of myself for that one, and CJ immediately was like, we're going to have to play another one sometime. 1-1, that's not even close. Ball two. So who knows, maybe tonight, after tonight's game, maybe when we both get home, I'll end up playing against CJ and MLB The Show again. He'll try to redeem himself. But for now, he has runners on first and second. Now first and third after Hunter Brown steals third base. The count 3-1. Colin Quandy has gone completely wild here out of the pen. In danger of walking three straight batters and loading the bases. A 3-1, not even close. Now we'll have a mound visit to check on Quandy. He has thrown 19 pitches. And of the 19 pitches he has thrown, only five of them are strikes. So he has not quite had it. We'll see how much longer he lasts in this outing. The bullpen active once again for the Pilots. This is exactly what you need if you're the Trappers. Bases loaded, one away. Tynan Shahidi, his second ever at bat with the Trappers. His first one 2 innings ago was a base hit to left field. And the first pitch, and that was not even close either, bounced well in front of the plate. So another ball from Colin Quandy. The count 1-0. The fastest way to allow a team to start a rally and come back, let them on base with the free pass. The most effective way of allowing a rally to start. It's exactly how things have gone here. Shahidi, the 1-0, and there's a strike. The count 1-1, one away here, bottom of the seventh inning. Trappers down 9-2, but bases loaded and one out. 1-1, that's roped out to right center field. Going to be a tough play, and no one will get there. It's extra bases for Tynan Shahidi. One run scores. McCreary rounding third, he will score. They're going to send Combo home, and he is in there with a 3-RBI triple. Tynan Shahidi, have yourself a debut. His second hit in as many at-bats, and that drastically cuts into the deficit. It is now 9-5. So a 3-RBI triple for Tynan Shahidi, and we're going to have a pitching change. That is all she wrote for Colin Quandy. Not a great outing there for Quandy. They're playing bad day on the PA system. Probably not a more fitting time to play that than right now. We'll take a quick break. Trappers trying to rally here late. Down 9-5. We'll come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
So the Trappers rallying here late in this game. A 3-RBI triple to clear the bases for Tynan Shahidi in his Trappers debut, drastically cutting into the deficit. The Trappers at one time were down 8-1, now trail it 9-5. Will Hoke will be the first batter to face the new pitcher, Alex Miller. Runner on third base, a chance to make it 9-6. So we are ready to go here after the pitching change. So not a good outing for Colin Quad. He goes a third of an inning, one hit, three earned runs, and three walks. An ERA sitting at 81. So not a good outing. Now Alex Miller will try to pick up the pieces. First pitch missed high for ball one. As I was saying before that big hit there from Shahidi, the best way to allow a team to creep back is give up a bunch of walks. 1-0 rope to center field, and that's a base hit. Another run will score, and that is an RBI single for Will Hoke. And it is now 9-6 here at Hyde Stadium. So the Trappers rallying. Will Hoke. That makes it four runs here in the bottom of the seventh for the Trappers. And all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a three-run game. Garrett Arnold now will be the next one to face Alex Miller. The bats have come alive here in the last two innings for the Trappers. First pitch to Arnold, fouled off. So the count 0-1. Alex Miller, that run that was just scored for the Trappers does not go to his stat line. It goes to Colin Quendi. The 0-1 pitch and goes with the off speed and cannot get it in there. The count 1-1. Pilots leading 9-6 over your Trappers here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1, check swing, went around for sure. Count 1-2 now. Will Hoke on first base. The catcher, Garrett Arnold, he is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The 1-2, and that misses low. The count now 2-2. I would think the Trappers will have a new pitcher out there for the top of the eighth. 2-2 pitch, fouled off. So Arnold stays alive. And if I had to guess, it will probably be Parker Lewis, the right-hander. Actually came in a similar spot in Bancroft this last weekend. Had a quick pause there for Willers, the catcher, to clear himself out a spot there behind the plate. Bit of accumulation of dirt buildup. Now we're ready for the 2-2. And the pitch. And that misses low at the shins. Ball three. A walk here from Arnold would be absolutely massive. Would put another runner in scoring position and keep the line moving. Connor Bendek is on deck. The payoff pitch. Roped up the middle for a base hit, and that's going to roll all the way into the gap in right center field. That will allow for Will Hoke to take third, and that's a double for Garrett Arnold. Look at the bats come alive for the Trappers here in the bottom of the seventh. The dugout is alive. The guys are smacking it right now. And now there's two runners in scoring position. And all of a sudden, Connor Bendek represents the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. Two runs in scoring position. Trappers down 9-6. First pitch to Bendek, missed upstairs for ball one. The pilot's looking to avoid a full-blown meltdown here in the bottom of the seventh. Your Trappers looking to continue on with this huge rally. The 1-0 pitch to Bendek, cranked. That's hit high in the air on the infield, actually, and that will be caught by the shortstop, Thompson. Scott, a bit underneath it, jammed him inside, and off the bat, I wasn't sure if it would carry out there to left field, but it does not, and that's actually a big out for Alex Miller. It will be Maddox Mueller. He is 2-for-3 with a solo home run back in the fourth inning, representing the tying run here. Two away. Breaking ball. And that missed. Trappers have scored four runs here in the seventh, looking to make it more. The 1-0. And there is a strike taken. Went with the off speed. Brought it in there. The center fielder, Maddox Mueller, trying to keep things rolling. The 1-1 hit out to center field on a line, and Whitley is under it and will make the catch. So the Trappers, after that fly out, strand runners on second and third, but the important thing is that deficit has been cut well into. It is now 9-6. Trappers put up a four spot in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll take a quick pause, and it will be, I think, a new pitcher out there, Parker Lewis, trying to keep this thing preserved right where it's at. We'll take a quick break here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you can win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. In Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brick House Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Parker Lewis out there on the mound for the Trappers. He just now started throwing his warm-up pitches, so it may be a little bit longer before we start this top of the eighth. Pilots leading it 9-6 over your Trappers, but at one point the Trappers were down 8-1, have since rallied, putting up four runs in the bottom of the seventh to really cut into the deficit. And Parker Lewis, a couple of nights ago in Bancroft, was fantastic. Pitched the final four innings of the game, picked up the save, did not give up a single hit, and closed the door for the Trappers to get back in the win column after what was a seven-game losing streak. Parker Lewis mostly goes with that 12-6 curve and a fastball, pretty much two-pitch mix. The curveball is the dominant pitch for him, however. Looking to keep this game right where we're at. Cody Whitley will lead it off for the Pilots after one more warm-up pitch for Parker Lewis. Whitley is 1-for-3. Trappers have six more outs to work with. They need to score three more runs, but first need to pitch another zero here. The Pilots have scored one run in the last three innings after scoring seven runs in the first two. First pitch of the inning for Parker Lewis, hit out to left field. McCreary is under it, and that is a first pitch out number one. Good start there for Parker Lewis. Was with the Trappers last year. Didn't have so good of a time. Had an ERA up over 9. Came back here for his redemption year, that he was calling it. Trying to right what went wrong last year. And so far, he has done just that. First pitch into left field. That'll get down for a base hit from Wiltshire. That's his first hit of the night. And that puts a runner on first. And any run that you can score here if you're the Pilots is a huge deal, especially right now with all of the momentum trending towards the Trappers. Now it'll be Carter Payne after the one-out base hit. First pitch, breaking ball, missed a bit low. The count 1-0 here. Sun nearly set. We're reaching that part of the night where it's, I guess you could consider it golden hour, where there's a little bit of an orange tint to the air. Runner takes off for second. Throw down is not in time. That's a stolen base for Wiltshire. So the count is 1-1. Carter Payne. Runner on second base. And Garrett Arnold will call time and go chat with his pitcher, Parker Lewis. Just a quick exchange. Look, probably no more than 3 words were said there, and already heading back behind the plate. Each team with 8 hits. Lewis ready for the 1-1. And the pitch goes with the off-speed line to center field. Mueller on the run and will not get there. That's a base hit. That allows for Wiltshire to advance to third base. And just a little bloop single over there between second and center field. Now runners on the corners with 1 away. Would be a big insurance run for the Pilots. Jalen Lee, he is 0-3. That rhymed pretty well. Jalen Lee, 0-3. Runners on the corners. First pitch. That's roped to right field, and that's going to be extra bases. Straightaway right field. 1 run will score. They're going to send Payne around third. The throw in, and it is in time. They gun him down at the plate. So 1 run does score. And Lee cruises into third base, but they gun down Payne at the plate. So a big out there, a big second out, and keeping it at a 4-run deficit. But that ball was absolutely smoked. So Isaac Becker, 10-6 the score. A nice relay there from Griffin to Cumbo to Arnold at the plate to gun down that would be 11th run. And that one bounces from Lewis. Isaac Becker, 2 hits tonight, 2 of the 10 hits that his team has recorded. And the Pilots have effectively negated the momentum that the Trappers had after that bottom of the 7th. And there's a called strike. Lewis, the 1-1, goes with that 12-6 again. So much movement, but it just dipped below the shins for ball 2. The 2-1 pitch from Parker Lewis, runner on third, and there's a called strike 2. Two and two the count. Two outs, top of the eighth. This would be a big punch out for Parker Lewis to keep the deficit at four. The 2-2. Curveball. Oh, it looked good, but a nice take there from Becker. It just missed low and outside, so now the payoff pitch from Parker Lewis. And the 3-2. And it just missed high for ball four. Runners now on the corners. That's not the issue. The issue is the man who is coming up to the plate now. Micah Barkenhagen, 3-for-3 with two home runs, a two-run shot, a solo shot, and an RBI double to his credit. He has a chance to inflict even more damage here and maybe put this game away in the top of the eighth. Four RBI of the 10 runs to his credit. Pick over to first. Not in time. You know, the Pilots did a good job of seizing some of that momentum back here that the Trappers built here in the top of the eighth, but able to get an out of Barkenhagen would be a huge way to maybe get the momentum tilting back in your favor if you're the Trappers. The count 0-1. After a fastball swung through from Barkenhagen. Bit of an open stance from the righty. The 0-1 curveball drops in there for strike two. Lewis ahead in the count 0-2. We'll see if he goes with a fastball. We'll see if he goes with maybe that 12-6 curveball. Tries to get a swing and a miss. The 0-2 runner on the move and fouled off. Becker has to go back to first. The count remains 0-2. Sun has nearly set here at Hyde Stadium. The lights have finally really kicked on and lit up the field a little bit. Runners on the corners, top of the eighth, two away. 0-2 the count, Micah Barkenhagen at the plate for the Pilots. Runner in motion again, the 0-2. Fouled off to the right side, Will Hoke on the move, and will run out of room. It bounced off that extension of the netting. So we will do 0-2 all over again. This is Parker Lewis's first inning out there on the mound. Relieve Jack Van Camp. The 0-2. Oh, it went with a 12-6, and it just missed high. Tried to drop it in there. Did not get the call. Count now 1-2. Lewis, the 1-2 pitch, runner on the move, and a swing and a miss, strike three. That's a huge punch out for Parker Lewis. Strands runners on the corners for the Pilots. They do put up one run here in the eighth, however, on the RBI triple to right field, but a huge relay back from the outfield was able to gun down a run at the plate and then get that punch out there of Barkenhagen. So that will send us to the bottom of the eighth. Trappers trailing 10-4, looking for some more runs here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Bottom of the eighth we go here at Hyde Stadium in Pierre, South Dakota. Your Trappers been putting up a rally. They were down 8-1, now trail 10-6 against the Red River Pilots. The first meeting between these two teams this year. This is game number 17 of the year for the Trappers. Record sitting at 5-11. Alex Miller back out here. He relieved Colin Quandy, who just did not have it out of the pen for the Pilots. He walked the bases loaded and then gave up a 3-RBI triple. But then Alex Miller was able to come in and slam the door in that bottom of the seventh with runners on second and third. Jacob Griffin will lead it off here in the bottom of the eighth. Trappers have six more outs to get four runs. First pitch, missed inside. Griffin is 0-2 in the game tonight. But been on a bit of a hot streak coming into tonight's game. Doubled and homered in his last two games. We have a quick exchanging of baseballs there. Alex Miller did not like the feel of the one that was in his hand, so went and got a new one. The 1-0 pitch, that missed well upstairs. Count 2-0. Jacob Griffin facing the right-hander Alex Miller, the 2-0. And that's fouled off.
Foul ball.
Count now 2-1. Griffin stands in here. In the 2-1 pitch. And that missed inside. Ball three. Hunter Brown on deck. We'll be back to the top of the order. The 3-1. And that's ball four. Here's a leadoff walk and a great way to get it started here in the bottom of the eighth. Putting that leadoff man on. So it will be Hunter Brown. 0-3. But walked in the last inning. One of those three walks from Colin Quandy to really get the rally started. Another walk here would put two men on. First pitch swinging, popped up. Foul out of play to the right side. So after the foul ball, the count 0-1. Runner on first. Pilots bullpen up and moving once again. Miller looks in the 0-1. Breaking ball that did not really come down at all and stayed high up near the head of Hunter Brown. The count 1-1. Brown had to leave the game early on Sunday afternoons. Competition. And that's a called strike at the shins of Hunter Brown. That was... I'll just let Coach Jamie Haviger's reaction sum up everything about that. He was shaking the head, didn't really like it. That's a rough strike two call. The 1-2 pitch, and that one, no shot at being even close. Count 2-2. Jacob Griffin on first base. Hunter Brown, the 2-2. And it missed low and outside again, 3-2. Back-to-back walks to start an inning would be a great way for the Trappers to continue with this late rally. 3-2, missed way upstairs for ball four. back-to-back walks. And now a quick conversation between Willers and Miller. Up there on the mound, Noah McCreary will be the next to stand in for the Trappers. 1-for-3 in the game. He walked in his last at-bat as well. First and second, nobody out. That tying run is on deck for the Trappers. So it's McCreary now. And then CJ Cumbo. But first, we need to get through this at-bat. Miller looks in. And the first pitch to McCreary. And that one missed low. Willers tried to frame it. And, you know, that one didn't look any lower than the called strike two we had to Hunter Brown last at-bat. That goes back to what Gabriel Arroyo was saying early on in the game and what John Hunt added on as well. It's a 1-0. That's called a strike. It's been one of those zones where the home plate umpire, you can't really get a read on exactly where the zone is. It kind of changes, inconsistent, and it's been frustrating for both sides. The 1-1 nearly hit McCreary on the foot in the throw down to third, and not in time. Griffin got kind of bailed out there. He broke for third really late. And somehow still beat the throw out there. Oh, and we've got conversation out there. Coach Matty Holm of the Pilots did not like it. He thought they had him in time. He's out there giving some words to the field umpire. You know, I was certainly surprised when Griffin cruised in there ahead of that throw-in tag. It looked pretty close, and he kind of got bailed out. Runners now on the corners, nobody out. 2-1 pitch inside, ball three. McCreary needs to make it back-to-back-to-back walks to start out the inning. Would be a carbon copy of what happened in the bottom of the seventh. Brown takes off, and that's looped out to left field. Barkenhagen makes the catch. Griffin tags from third. The throw in is offline, and Griffin scores. And the throw gets away from the catcher and allows for Hunter Brown to take second. So there's an RBI sack fly from Noah McCreary into shallow left field. Griffin able to score. And that now makes it 10-7 here. CJ Cumbo, he walked in his last at-bat as well. And after the sack fly RBI from McCreary, it is now 10-7 with a runner on second. Miller looks in the first pitch, and that's a called strike. Just been a drama-filled conclusion to this game. The 0-1 breaking ball, and it misses inside. The count even at 1-1. A base hit could potentially bring in Hunter Brown from second. The 1-1 pitch bounced in the dirt, and a good stop there from Willers to keep Brown from advancing to third on that. Count 2-1. A walk here would bring the tying run to the plate. And it would be Tynan Shahidi. And Brown takes off early. Has an amazing jump and no throw down. He took off before Miller even started to throw. And cruised in there. Alex Miller not even focusing on Hunter Brown. Picking up on the tendencies. Alex Miller only really looks back one time and before focusing completely on the plate. The 3-1, and there's a called strike two. And that was big for Hunter Brown to take third, because if Cumbo were to put something in play here, That would bring in another run. Miller will step off, quickly step back on before delivering the 3-2 pitch here. Bottom of the eighth, Trappers trailing 10-7, runner on third. 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. It's a big strikeout there for Alex Miller. Now two away here in the bottom of the eighth. That will bring up Tyne and Shahidi. He pinch hit for Anthony Barraza back in the sixth inning. And all he has done is go 2-for-2 with a base hit and a bases clearing 3-RBI triple. First pitch missed upstairs for ball one. Shahidi has almost certainly played his way into the lineup tomorrow. Joined the team today. This is Trapper debut, the 1-0, and that's a called strike. One and one, and the pitch. And that's a called strike two, and oh man. That one was kind of down there by the shins again. So Shahidi is down in the count, one and two. Miller, the 1-2 pitch, and that's it. Over to short, Thompson Fields. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. So Hunter Brown stranded on third. The Trappers do score one run. Trail it now 10-7 as we head to the final inning here. We will take a quick break and come back for the top of the ninth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win 4 tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins Sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins Sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One-Stop Smoke Shop.
Welcome back in here for the start of the ninth inning. The Trappers down 10-7. But the Trappers have scored a run in each of the last three innings. One run in the sixth, 4 runs in the seventh, and a run in the bottom of the eighth. That just concluded before this last commercial break. Parker Lewis back out there trying to keep this game right where it's at and give the Trappers an opportunity and complete the comeback in the ninth. He will first face Jason Willers, the catcher. Willers is 0-for-4. Coming up on 3 hours of game time. First pitch of the inning missed well upstairs. Parker Lewis already set to deliver the 1-0 pitch. That's crushed out to center field. Mueller on the move. He will not get there, and that is off the wall in center field. They had a chance of maybe getting Willers at second, but Mueller dropped the ball right before the throw. That allows for a leadoff double. So a good start to the inning for the Pilots. The Trappers now need to work and try and get out of this. Leadoff double. It'll be Tanner Thompson. That is the fifth double of the game for the Pilots. Extra base hit machines. 5 doubles and 2 home runs. First pitch to Thompson. There's that 12-6 curve that's in there for called strike one. That run on second, a lot more important than it may seem. 10-7 is a very different story than 11-7. 0-1 pitch, went with the 12-6 again and got a swing and a miss. Count 0-2 to the 8-hole hitter. Tanner Thompson, 1-for-3 tonight. Top of the ninth inning. 0-2. And that one just missed inside. Really cannot believe that one either. The 1-2, fouled off. You know, it's hard for me to fully say what I think of the strike zone being up here off to the right side, over down that first baseline a little bit behind the Trappers dugout. But certainly some of the guys in the field for the Trappers thought that that curveball was strike three from Parker Lewis. The 1-2, and that one bounced, ball two. There have been a handful of those tonight where everyone in the stadium thought it was strike three and it doesn't get called that way, and vice versa. Lewis looks in. The 2-2. And missed high. Do not want to lose them to a walk here. Probably the last thing you want. Tanner Thompson. Full count, nobody out. Runner on second. Lewis taking his time here. Figuring out exactly what he wants to go with. And the payoff pitch. And it's spiked for ball four. So Lewis was ahead in the count. 0-2. Ends up losing him. On a 3-2 fastball that spiked in front of the plate. So two runners on. And Coach Jamie Habiger will pay a visit to Parker Lewis out there on the mound. Bit of a situation here for the Trappers. If you want to keep the momentum on your side, keep yourselves in this game, and give yourself a chance in the bottom of the ninth, you certainly cannot let both of these runners that are on base score. Even letting that run on second score adds so much more difficulty for the Trappers' offense in the bottom half of the inning. So the mound visit is over. It's the number 9 hitter in the lineup, Jared Kirkman. Runners on first and second. First pitch, squares the bunt and pulls it back. And it missed in the dirt for ball one. Nobody up and warming in the Trappers' bullpen. This is Parker Lewis's ninth inning. He's in there until the end. The 1-0 pitch. Kirkman squares the bunt and it misses high. So Parker Lewis gotten a little bit wild here, throwing six straight balls after being ahead in the count 0-2 to Tanner Thompson. Loses him on a walk and then down in this count 2-0 to Kirkman. He needs to get back in the strike zone here. The 2-0 from Lewis, and that missed high for ball three. You can't have bases loaded, nobody out. That is just not a good situation to be in if you're the Trappers. Lewis looking for a strike, the 3-0, and there's a strike. Able to spot it in there. Maybe now can keep it going right back there again. The 3-1 pitch. That's hit to the right side. Fair down the right field line for extra bases. They're going to send one runner around. Thompson will stay at third, and we've got an issue here. There are two runners now at third base, and they've got Thompson in a rundown between third and home. They will tag him out. And so once again, another pilot thrown out between third and home. But it goes down as an RBI double from Kirkman. And that makes it 11-7. Just hit that one down the line. And so one run scored, but the other did not. So it is now 11-7. Runner on third. Back to the top of the order, Caleb Whitley. First pitch, missed high. That run on third, a very, very important one. The difference between four-run deficit and a five-run deficit in the ninth is massive. The 1-0 pitch and the 12-6 in there for a called strike one. So a double down the line from Kirkman. Gave some insurance runs for the Pilots, who have now scored at least a run in each of the last three innings. Really applying the pressure. And that's hit out to shallow center field. Mueller on the move. He's got a cannon. And they lost it in the sun and in the freaking lights. And that will allow a run to score. Lost it in the lights. And that will go down as an E8. And a run scores. Caught me off guard. Mueller was under it. Looked like it just went right past his glove. He looked like he was there the whole time. And that's a costly error. Caught me off guard. That allows the run to score, and it is now 12-7. So now Wiltshire up, and that missed high for ball one. And Parker Lewis kind of losing his way here in the top of the ninth inning. Really needed to throw a zero, but two runs have scored here. And the 1-0 pitch, and that missed on a breaking ball. Still just one out here in the top of the ninth. Two runs have scored. Parker Lewis on the mound. Wiltshire at the plate, the 2-0 pitch. Skied into shallow left field. McCreary is under it and will make that catch. So that is the second out of the inning. On the fly out to left field. Keeps the runner at second base. And now will be Carter Payne. The three-hole hitter, he is 1-for-4. Trappers down 12-7 here. And the pitch, there's a called strike. So the count 0-1. And the pitch from Lewis. That's hit high in the air out to left field. McCreary on the move. He is under it and makes the catch for the third out. The damage already done, though, here in the top of the ninth. The Pilots put up two runs, two big insurance runs. The Trappers down by five. As we go to the bottom of the ninth, we'll come back here after this quick break for the finale and the finish to this game here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights.
Avoid the crowds. Enjoy free parking and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Bottom of the ninth, set to begin here at Hyde Stadium. Trappers trailing 12-7. The Trappers have scored in each of their last three times at the plate, but unfortunately the Pilots have done the same thing. There have been 10 runs scored in the last six half innings. And if the Trappers want to pull off a comeback for the ages here, they'll need to put up at least five runs here in their final three outs. New pitcher on the mound for the Pilots, Kobe Fredland. It wouldn't go down as a save, with the lead being at five for the Pilots. Jack Van Camp in line for the loss tonight. On the flip side, Josh Simon is chalked up for the win as long as things remain the way they currently are. But you never know. Will Hoke leading off the bottom of the ninth. Fredland looks in the first pitch. And that's strike one. A lot of velocity to that fastball from the right-hander. The 0-1 pitch. And that's called ball one. And you know what? From my perspective, that one looked like it was the exact same spot as that first called strike. So the count 1-1 now. And the pitch from Fredland. That's hit to the right side and through for a leadoff single. Second hit of the game for Will Hoke. And a good way to get things started here in the bottom of the ninth. It'll be Garrett Arnold coming up next. After that hard ground ball single through the right side of the infield. Garrett Arnold, two hits to his credit tonight. Just trying to get as many base runners on here as you can early. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. Fredland facing Arnold. First pitch, spiked it in the dirt. The count 1-0 after the leadoff base hit to start out the bottom of the ninth for Will Hoke. Hoke has two hits tonight. Garrett Arnold has two hits tonight. Arnold at the plate, trying to keep the line moving here. And the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. With a fastball outside and got the swing there from Garrett Arnold. He was in a bit of a cold streak coming into this game, but has turned it around here. An RBI single to his credit and a double. The 1-1 missed high up near the eyes. Count 2-1. No outs here. Bottom nine. Pilots 12. Trappers 7. Leadoff runner is aboard. 2-1 count. And the pitch. Hit on the ground to third, could be two. To second in time for one, to first, and not in time. It's only a fielder's choice. That would have been detrimental had that been two. They do not turn two. And once again, Head coach Matty Holm is fired up. Thought he had him there at first, letting him hear it. It's the second time he's come out there. So now Connor Bendek, after the fielder's choice, Trappers down to their final two outs here, needing a serious rally. Bendek is 0 for 2, subbed into the game late in that seventh spot for Colby Ridge. Fredlund looks in, and the first pitch hit on the ground to third, could be two again. Instead, he'll take the out at first. Strong throw is in time. That ground ball led Wiltshire towards the line, so it would have been a very difficult turn of two. So instead, they just get one, and the Trappers now down to their final out here. Maddox Mueller, the final hope for the Trappers. 2 for 4 with a base hit and a solo home run all the way back in the fourth inning, which felt like ages ago. Going on 3 hours in this game, almost exactly. We're at 2 hours and 58 minutes. Maddox Mueller, the final hope for the Trappers. First pitch, missed inside. Pilots looking for a win here on the first game of the series. Fredlund, the runner on second. The 1-0 pitch. Got a swing and a miss. Went with the curveball and pulled the string. Count now 1-1. Garrett Arnold on second base. Trappers down by 5. Fredlund just checks on that run at second. In the grand scheme of things, Arnold's run does not really matter. Definitely don't want to run yourself out of an inning here. The 1-1 pitch, got a swing and a miss, strike 2. And the Trappers now down to their final strike here. 1-2 the count, Maddox Mueller. 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, Trappers down 12-7. Count 1-2. And the pitch, fouled off to the right side, staying alive. Keep fighting up there at the plate. Maddox Mueller. Jacob Griffin would be on deck if Mueller found a way to reach safely here. Fredlund takes a second to tie his cleats. Now he will dig in. Count 1-2. Trappers down to their final strike here on this Wednesday night at Hyde Stadium. Fredlund steps off again. So taking his time here. Fredlund really controlling the pace of the game, really slowing it down. Mueller still in the box there, ready for the 1-2. And the pitch. That missed in the dirt. Count now 2-2. 2 outs, bottom of the ninth. Trappers down by 5. Fredlund taking his time again, as usual. And the 2-2 pitch just got a piece of that and fouled it off. He'll live to fight another day. A battle here for Maddox Mueller, looking to avoid going down as the final out tonight. Count 2-2. And the pitch. And it missed low and outside, ball three. So it was one and two. Mueller has fought back, fouled a couple off, taken a few balls. Just like that, the count is full at 3-2. Mueller, the payoff pitch, and it bounced for ball four. So a great battle there, showing some focus and determination for Maddox Mueller to not go down and keep the line moving. It is now Jacob Griffin representing the final chance for the Trappers. He is 0-2 with a walk. Hunter Brown is on deck. And after him, it would be McCreary. First pitch to Griffin. Bounced for ball one. No arms warming in the bullpen for the Pilots. This is going to be Kobe Fredlin's inning here. He'll be the one to try and close this out. Runners on first and second. The count 1-0. Trappers down to their final out. The 1-0 pitch goes at the off speed and spots it. Strike one. Fredlin going on pitch number 19 here of the bottom of the ninth. It was a leadoff single, but then a fielder's choice ground out, and then a ground out. Griffin, the 1-1. Called strike two, and the throwback to second. Not in time. Tried to pick back to Arnold. But they gave a called strike two on a fastball down at the knees. And the Trappers once again down to their final strike here. Jacob Griffin down in the count, 1-2. Same situation that Maddox Mueller was in last at-bat. He was able to work his way on base with a walk. And the 1-2. And called strike three. Went with the curveball, dropped it in there. And that ends the game. Just a frustrating night for the Trappers in terms of the strike zone. Didn't really get the calls to go their way there behind the plate. So the Trappers fall 12-7 here for the final score tonight. We'll take a quick break and come back for the Trapper Wrap post-game show here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Peer Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Peer Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward.
Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Trappers game coverage on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here for the Trapper Wrap post-game show. Your Trappers fell in the first game at home here to the Red River Pilots, 12-7. The Pilots jumped on the Trappers early, scoring seven runs in the first two innings, including a sixth spot in the top of the second, highlighted by a two-run home run from Micah Barkenhagen. The middle innings, really not a whole lot going on. Just a run scored by each team over the next three innings. But then we had a lot of offensive action in the final six or seven half innings of the game. The Trappers started to mount a rally, scoring a run in the sixth and four runs in the seventh. Most of those on a bases-clearing three RBI double from the new Trapper, Tannen Shahidi. He was 2-for-3 tonight with a base hit and that three RBI triple. Barkenhagen hit another home run there in the top of the seventh to give the Pilots some insurance runs, and then from there, the Pilots really closed the game out in the last two innings, putting up a big insurance run in the eighth and then two humongous insurance runs off of Parker Lewis in the ninth. And then it was for the Trappers. They were down to their final three outs and needed five runs. Got a leadoff single, but it was Kobe Fredlund that slammed the door on the Trappers, striking out Jacob Griffin looking for the final out in the bottom of the ninth. And that got us to where we concluded. The Trappers fall to 5-12, while the Pilots improve to 4-10. These teams will be back in action tomorrow. Will be a long day of baseball. Doubleheader, first game at 11 a.m. Game two being at 7:05, so it'll be an early start time. Be back on here at YouTube Live, where our viewers slash listeners are watching on the YouTube, as well as River 92.7 with DRG. And Coach Jamie Habiger was out there in right field talking with his team, and they just concluded up with their post-game huddle. I'll probably go and try and track down Coach Jamie really quickly here and see if we can get a quick post-game interview. We'll take a quick break. Trappers fall 12-7 to the Pilots here at home on this Wednesday night. We'll come back with post-game interview from Coach on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
The DRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The passion for the officiating craft was instant. And so it really just was part of being away from athletics, missing it in college, and then finding this route back into the game.
Here's Brandon Cruz, new NFL official, on how he became interested in that on the Players Perspective podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Welcome back in here to the Trapper Rap postgame. Trappers fall to the Pilots 12-7, and I'm now joined by Trappers coach Jamie Haviger. Coach, looked like your guys put up a fight there in the 6th and 7th. Momentum was really on your guys' side, but then the Pilots just kind of slammed the door with those couple innings of some offense there with the one run and then two runs in the 9th to really close it out. What did you see from your guys in late innings?
Yeah, you know, we finally got the bats going there late. Put a, you know, Tynan Shahidi in. He stepped up at the plate and did a pretty good job. You know, they threw strikes, and our guys are just missing a couple. So we're coming back. A couple guys got out of a slump tonight, so it was a good hitting night. Double digits nights is a hit night is never a bad thing.
You mentioned Tynan Shahidi, brought him in there, pinch hit, and first at-bat, ropes a base hit to left, and then second at-bat, unloads the bases.
Yeah.
Bit of a surprise, I would assume. You're probably like, oh, okay, I see you.
Yeah, you know what? We got to see what we got. We got a long summer, but, you know, we're a young team, and sometimes some of our batters get in their head and struggle mentally at the plate. And he was new. I figured he'd come in ready to go, and he performed really well.
What did you see from Jack Van Camp? It looked like they kind of jumped on him early, and then he settled down a little bit.
They did. That's Jack. You know, it was a tight zone tonight, but he just gets in the hitter's counts, you know, and unfortunately he's got to throw it there, and a good hitting team is going to hit it. So we just got to work on getting ahead of these batters and perform a little better. And he threw great, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 or something. I mean, he threw a great game there after he settled down and started getting ahead of batters.
Yeah, so it's a doubleheader tomorrow, two games, our first doubleheader of the year. This will be an early morning for me, at least. I'm not used to getting up before 10 o'clock, so me having to get here at like 8 o'clock, I'm going to feel like I'm up bright and early. But so what's the plan pitching-wise for tomorrow?
You know what? We're going with our workhorses. We're going with Casey to game one, Caleb game two, and
all right,
and filling our guys to hopefully take care of it. You know, these guys coming in, hopefully they scouted that team tonight and know what to throw some of their batters.
What was your impression of the Pilots today? Because I know we didn't really know that much about them. Mm-hmm. First time we'd seen them. What were your takeaways from the Pilots' lineup tonight?
You know what? Their lineup hit the wall well. You know, they got some guys that can really sting it. You put it in the right spot, and they're going to hit it hard. I don't know what number batter he was, maybe five or six batter.
Yep.
Had a couple home runs against us.
Barkenhagen.
He can strike the ball. I was watching him in BP. They got a couple good hitters that weren't even in the game I saw tonight. So, you know what? We just got to step up and get those timely hits. We missed those timely hits again tonight.
Yep. And so it'll be the workhorses tomorrow, and we'll see if we can maybe take both games tomorrow and take the series. But we'll talk to you tomorrow. it'll be an early pregame, so I'm going to have to come around and get a quick turnaround with that would you rather question for our pregame.
Would you rather be would I rather coach baseball or sleep in?
I think that both of our answers might be sleep in, but I don't know.
You know what? I love these guys. I love playing at home, and the fans have been great. I appreciate them all coming out. We'll get some wins. We'll turn it around here and put on a show in the next couple days.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you for your time, as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So that was Trappers coach Jamie Haviger joining me for the Trapper Rap postgame, and that is about all that we will do here. Final score, once again, Pilots 12, Trappers 7, a late rally. Comes up just short. And so we will do it again tomorrow with two games of baseball. First pitch for game one at 11. First pitch for game two at 7:05. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, saying thank you for listening as always on both the YouTube as well as River 92.7. We'll be back here tomorrow for both games. But for now, I'm signing off saying peace out, good night, and see you guys tomorrow morning.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.